Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Over the Top Road Podcast. And yes, it's been a while, guys. I hope everybody had the good July 4th week. But ladies and gentlemen, we are back today on the Over the Top Road Podcast. I'm your host, the one they call D.A. Duke. And I'm right next here to my homeboy to the left. His name is...
Darth Messiah. On the other side of the table, we got...
Hey, how y'all been? Y'all miss us yet?
Yeah, yeah. Like, did you guys miss us, man? Because we've been going for a while. I know a lot of people are like,
miss me a little when I'm gone.
OTR is not going to be live, man.
Miss me a little when I'm gone.
Y'all miss us. You know, it's your boy Alex DeHill. Been saying it for like every Sunday.
Yeah, less indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're going to give you guys a good episode today, the Over the Top Road Podcast. And yes, we want to let you guys know we are available on all audio platforms such as iTunes. We are also available on Anchor, and we are also available for you guys on Spotify. We finally have the news that we are on Spotify, ladies and gentlemen. So if you type in Over the Top Road Podcast in the search bar, you will be able to see the OTR on Spotify.
Yeah.
And we see right here Bruno, the homeboy Bruno's in here. Kimberly Ann is in the building. We got Bruno, X-Man Dam says, hope all is well. I think X-Man Dam has been very positive for like a couple days, for the past days. I've been seeing every single time he put in the beware of the Ultra Hills on the Instagram. He comes out of nowhere and you'll see he'll put hope everything's okay. It's like every single time. And look what he just put in the YouTube. Hope all is well. Big shout outs to Gamer Boy 201-8720 Chrissy. Big shout outs to Amanda Jordan. Welcome back, dude. It's been forever. Yes indeed. Yes, I know we all have been off for a while, man. And of course, you know, we had to do a little planning for you guys. And of course, on top of that, give you guys a little break. Because, you know, July 4th came around the corner for us. It hit us hard on July 4th, of course. We weren't going to have a show on July 4th. Because, you know, maybe everybody's outside watching fireworks. And, of course, we got no window here. So we wanted to watch the fireworks, too. So we put the studio equipment upstairs on the roof. And we actually did an episode on the roof. Gruss 512, the answer is here. What's going on, Gruss? For everybody who hit me up, because I know a lot of people hit me up already, big shout outs to everybody who hit me up. Yes, indeed. I am doing good. Everything is good. God is great. I appreciate everybody for hitting me up and actually being concerned. Of course, my fellow Over the Top Road Podcast host here actually hit me up as well. They're like, yo, you all right? You not dead? Like, no, we're good. We're good.
That was literally my text message.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was literally my text message. Hey, you good? You're not dead yet, right?
Just, I can't have you die yet, man. I can't have you die yet.
I'll not take like worse news bad, so I just make it even more worse. That's something I do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed. So, of course, like I said, make sure you guys follow us on iTunes, guys. Make sure you check us out on Spotify. Spotify is a big platform there, man. A lot of people got on Spotify. A lot of the Bravery Studios podcast, everybody pretty much got on Spotify real quick, right? What up, chat gimmick, says Gruss 512. He and Brock Lesnar wrestle of the year 2018 per Dave Meltzer. Here and Brock Lesnar wrestler of the year 2018.
Yeah, okay.
Per Dave Meltzer, hey, says man. Bruno.
Hey, man, he the best wrestler we got right now. How you not show up to any events, hold the title for the longest, show up on UFC and still be good, do the fuck you want, and still have a job. And he is the best wrestler.
And he proved why he's not allowed to talk on WWE TV.
First of all, I like when he talk like that, because he just cursing his voice so crackly, like a little bitch.
You seen how scary he was in UFC, bro?
I loved it. He was like, I came in here and watched the whole heavyweight go to show. I was like, why you sound like Mike Tyson? I love this. I love when he talking to Mike. I don't know why Vince don't let him talk to Mike no more. I think because there's too many curse words before a VG show. Vince need to grow up.
Instagram poll, says Amanda Jordan. You're going to do the Instagram poll? I don't know. We don't have any Brave Babes anymore, do we?
Oh. I know what she's talking about. It was when we were talking about your new gear.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. Yeah, we're going to do that today.
We'll do that.
Damn. It's been a long time, bro. What the hell?
Yo, seriously. I didn't know we were going to do it today, the podcast.
Jesus.
I was sleeping. I woke up like, what the hell is today? What am I supposed to do?
I forgot all about that, bro. I forgot all about that. Oh, big shout out to everybody in the chat gimmick. Actually paying attention, man. John L. Jackson, I'm here. What's going on, John L. Jackson?
Yeah, that reminds me. Yo, did you know there was a wrestling event Sunday in Richfield Park?
Yeah, I know.
You know Havoc was there?
Yeah.
The Jabba Tear podcast?
I seen.
And Nerd Empire? I was like, sad thing is, I was here and I was like, I should go. And I went home. I was like, it is hot. I'm staying in the house.
It's every single time there's an event going on or something going on, something is going on in my life.
And the sad thing is, I had just told Smooches and Dragon. I was like, yo, it's an event. Smooches was like, I got to go home. Dragon was like, I got to go home because he just had his son.
Damn.
So I was like, I guess I'm going home too because I knew you would say, I knew he was at work. I was like, I'm going home. I ain't come back outside.
Bro, it was.
Missed everybody. I was like, God damn it.
It was
twice.
Horrible, man. And that's how it is, man. That's how it is with every single time there's a wrestling event going on, something has to happen. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. And of course, I think this Friday, ECPW is supposed to be having a free event in North Bergen.
Richard Park would have another event too this month. I think next week.
Who?
I don't know which event. I don't know who does it yet, but I know. I think it's next week Saturday. You have an event, Richard Park.
It's not Pro Wrestling Magic, is it? No, I don't think it's Pro Wrestling Magic.
I don't remember. But I know it's like two more new companies that keep going over there because I want to do it Sunday. They do it every Sunday. Like
I heard like there's a company called IPW that goes over there all the time too.
What'd you call it? Happy went to both of them.
Yeah.
Happy came all the way from Brooklyn on the train to come here to the show.
Havoc, you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Havoc stopped working for McDonald's, bro. You know he works at Starbucks now, right?
I've seen his videos. I've seen his videos on Instagram.
He's working where the machines don't break. So
now
he's
good.
He got
the real work.
He's good. Now he's got some real work, man. Damn. So big shout outs to Havoc, man. Terrence Morris, what up, bro? What's going on?
Bring me some T-Vana next time.
Yeah.
You know, I never drunk none of this, too.
That's all I drink is a Tivana.
I never drink
because I don't drink coffee.
I don't know. What
I don't drink anything that tastes like coffee. I don't drink anything that resembles coffee, smells like coffee.
We got Gross 512. We got WWE Hell in a Cell in Sattown in Texas.
That sounds great.
Bruno says a lot of wrestling. IPW July 22nd Sunday.
There you go.
In Ritual Park. So it is IPW, but they're on Sunday though. So
yeah, it's Sunday morning. It's like. Right after our podcast, like going at 1 o'clock, that's when they start.
Mm.
I'm like, so we literally leave here. I was like, and we have like literally like
pre-record
like
the
a couple
show
minutes just to go and get there.
Pre-record the show and go. That's
you
it.
Can get to where Richfield Park?
Yeah,
you could be there in like 10 minutes.
Wait, how you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, because Matt can't do that.
What about coffee cakes? Says Amanda Jordan. Do you eat coffee cakes?
Oh yeah, I love coffee cakes.
Coffee. But it has
nothing to do with coffee.
Good.
It's freaking cinnamon.
I eat coffee.
It is?
That's all a coffee cake is. It's freaking cinnamon.
Now you said that.
Basically, it's a cinnamon strudel cake. That's what coffee cake is. Yeah.
They lied to me, Darf.
You
just destroyed my childhood, bro. Really?
Yeah, that's all a coffee cake is.
I thought it was an actual coffee cake.
No. Think of like, you ever had a snickerdoodle cookie?
Yeah.
It's like that in cake form.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Wait a minute. I used to make muffins. I used to make the coffee cake muffins. You're right.
No coffee.
You're right.
The point is, you're supposed to eat them with your coffee.
Let me tell you right now. The point is, I've been eating them shits for years without a coffee because they just that good.
Oh, so that's why they call it coffee cake.
Yeah.
Because you have to eat it with your coffee.
You're supposed to.
Make me.
But
a
I eat it with milk.
You just milk.
Like Kurt Angle.
Messiah, man.
This is what happened.
Holy moly!
This is what happened when you got his position, his job. You can read all the things on boxes and know what they made.
Dark Messiah drinking that chai tea at Starbucks, says Gross 512. Terrence Morris says, who you think gonna win, Roman or Lashley?
I like R. Lashley. That shit's not gonna be R. Lashley.
He said, who you think gonna win, Roman or Lashley? Who you think is gonna win?
I want R. Lashley. I like the way it sounds. It rolls off the tongue real smooth. I
haven't had an Oreo in 3 years, says John L. Jackson.
These new Oreos came out. You know, like the Good Humor strawberry shortcake bars.
Yeah.
Oreo flavored.
Big shout outs to Lamar Wilson for that. I seen he actually had that thing.
I don't like the strawberry one. I like the toasted almond. So till they make that, I don't want them shit. Matter of fact, let me tell you, last time I ate an Oreo, remember when Dope Stuff just came out?
Guess who stepped in the chat gimmick right now? Flacco is the best. Flacco number one.
Yo, I'm happy Flacco shared that video of that dude doing that moonwalk DDT.
Yeah, you seen that? That was dope.
First of all, I seen it. I shared it. My wife found it on Facebook, sent it to me. I just can't stop looking at it. It's the best thing in the indie business right now. Mm-hmm. I need to see that everywhere. He need to get booked for all wrestling matches just to do that.
So what we're going to do is, let's get into the week. All right. Masai, man, how was your July 4th week? How did you spend your week? Your 2 weeks, because we weren't live for 2 weeks.
Were you working?
Yeah, I had to work on 4th of July. But
What happened?
I ended up with 3 days off in 6 days following
what?
The holiday.
Wait, what?
Okay, after 4th of July, I was off. I was off Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I worked Friday, Saturday. I was off Sunday. Uh-huh. Worked Monday, off Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So I got 3 days out of 6 days off.
Hmm. So you almost had a vacation day.
Almost. Almost.
It was the vacation days were trying to come in.
It was like, he can't get it. He got to give him a regular day off. Need that vacation day. You'd have been off all
the time. Wait, no. You know what? Let me give you these 3 days off only. That's all I can give you right now. What's up with you, Alex the Hill, man? How was your July 4th? What'd you do, bro?
Shit.
You didn't do anything?
I wanted to go to work.
Let me ask you this question. Now, I'm going to ask you this very, 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 very important question. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play Detroit?
Fuck yet? No.
No? So, bro, I'm going to your house, and I'm going to pop it in your PlayStation for you.
I was going to do it the day before yesterday.
Okay.
And then I took it out of the case. I got a phone call from my father. Talked to him for like 2 hours. Got out the phone, got online, and my boy hit me a message. Was like, hey, try don't want Destiny to help me?
They don't.
Want Destiny for the rest of the night. And I was like, you know, I'm supposed to play Detroit today, right?
They don't,
was like,
they don't want you to play, bro.
Nobody wants to. I can't play that or the Heavy Rain is free. The Heavy Rain free.
Yeah, I know. I can't play
neither one of the two games I want to play. I was like, this is
the
sad.
Androids don't want you to play, bro. That's it. You're done.
Look, and
that's
it. And the thing, I just watched a YouTube video of somebody playing it, and I was like, I got the game set right here, and I have not turned it on. So I'm trying to run through all my Destiny stuff today, so I don't have nothing to play until like Friday, so I can just go and play it.
So what I got is I got good news. I actually did play God of War.
Finally?
Yeah, finally. And I'm actually getting into it a little bit, you know.
You're gonna have a lot of fun.
Just yeah, I did.
Beating shit up.
Yeah, I did.
That's all I did. Like, I could have played in the game like 3 days in. Took 2 weeks. They was like, what were you doing? I said, I don't know. I was just having fun just fighting people in the random times.
Like, I was trying to find time here and there. And of course, when the meds start kicking in, that's when I, you know, I get to relax and chill and actually, like, take some time and play some games or even lay back.
Left?
No, oh, hell no, bro. Things are gone. Hmm. No, Tamiflu? No, forget Tamiflu, bro. I can't take Tamiflu.
That shit's nasty.
Bro, I took Tamiflu and I started tripping that night.
That's what happens.
Oh, my God. I started tripping. That G1 special San Francisco, though. Says,
yes, I watched that whole thing. It was, like, the longest thing that I ever watched in my life.
Mm.
Matches were great, though. I ain't gonna lie. The ending was probably the best ending I've seen in wrestling in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everybody should have been seeing it now so people could talk about it. Excited. It was all online. After the show went off, it was like the most thing on Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what we're gonna do, man, let's get into the main topic of this video. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of people are probably gonna sit here and be like, man, this thing is happening all over again. Will Roman Reigns' feud with Bobby Lashley make him stand out this time?
I say yeah, because on fucking Raw, the crowd cheered him the whole night. They didn't boo him.
They didn't boo Roman Reigns?
Not one time. And that was the main thing I looked for. I thought they were going to boo him and cheer Bobby, but he didn't get booed like he normally get booed.
He got booed the first entrance for the promo at the start of the show.
I know, but when he started to fight, he didn't get booed. Yeah, everything yeah.
Once the scrap happened, and then they started cheering him.
Was it Lashley? Like he came out of nowhere when Roman was walking the hallways, and he ended up showing up, right?
Yeah,
and just blocking him.
But you know, I'm following Bobby Lashley's, you know, quote. You know, we're tired of seeing you. I am so tired of seeing him. So yeah, I'm kind of with him on that. I can't fight him. I can't fool him on that.
So what's the whole situation, though, with this whole Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley thing? They think that this feud is going to actually be able to bring the viewership up? Or what's going on?
The whole situation is they had an altercation a few weeks back, and Bobby Lashley came out there and said that, you know, you have four chances to main event WrestleMania to fight this guy for the belt.
Correct.
Now it's time to get somebody else to try. And he was like, I fit to do it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because you're somebody new. You seem to fit to work the match. Like, correct. We never would see it. So, you know, Roman Reigns in his yard bull crap started talking. So they started going back and forth with their little jabs. It didn't get harsh until Roman Reigns said, didn't you leave 10 years ago after you main event at WrestleMania? And you went to MMA? So how that turned out for you? But then when Bobby Lashley said, you know, people are seeing your face. He said, I'm tired of seeing your face in the main event, just like these people are, and they cheered him. I was like, I think they finally got something here that don't have to deal with a title or win or lose. At this point, it's just a match between two people that probably should have happened
you know, at any given moment.
So what are we thinking, though? We thinking a main event match or matchup, or it's just going to be like a mid-card thing with Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns?
Sadly, they'll probably end up being main event and screw AJ once again.
It's no sadly. They are the main event card. Yeah, exactly. On the I already looked at the main card. Every bell's on the line. They're the main event. Yeah, really? No titles on.
This is like the third time where AJ's not main event while Roman gets main event with no title.
Hey, man. It's because he's light skin. Keep trying to tell y'all, man. Drake album drop. Now I just put Roman Reigns in a higher category.
I wasn't really big on the whole break, the whole breakout that happened in the ring.
Oh, you mean when Roman buried the entire roster?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
One move.
Why do that in so long? Especially Roman. He buried him not once. He jumped over there and buried him and then ran down through half of him and buried him again. I said he buried him twice. So Vince gave him two shovels. He the first star that got two shovels.
Lashley hit him with a hard shoulder block.
That was
that's
a golden
sure.
bulldozer. That wasn't a shovel. That was a bulldozer.
That was a Kurt Angle milk truck. But it was fun to watch. But then somebody on Instagram posted up, since 2015, we've been having scuffles like that when the whole locker room got to come out the bag and stop two fighters. I was like, damn, he right.
So Flacco says, you know that's going to be the main event, but yet WWE Championship is not. Shaking my head.
Yep.
That's New Japan is coming hard. Gus 512, Vince McMahon and WWE will never put the bother over. Hashtag facts.
Bob,
maybe.
I love how Roman keeps calling him Bob.
Bruno says facts, Flacco. Amanda Jordan says
they don't
nothing is extreme at Extreme Rules. Think they should change the name.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Extreme Rules has definitely.
There's only three matches with the stipulations on, isn't it?
The TLC match in the beginning for the pre-show with Sanity versus
New
Day.
Well, tables match.
I call it TLC. That's what it really should be.
What do you guys think about the Extreme Rules? Like, and then they took out a lot of stuff from Extreme Rules.
You got the cage match for Braun and Kevin.
And then you got the stipulation match between Asuka. What'd you call it? With James Ellsworth going to be in the shark cage hanging above the ring.
A freaking stipulation.
It is with James Ellsworth and his little skinny ass.
That's not a stipulation because it's still a singles match.
Hey, man, it is, but it gives you something to look at and watch his little awkward-shaped body be up there squirming.
And then you got Nia and Alexa have an actual Extreme Rules match.
Hey, man, Nia Jack can take a hit. Take it how you want it.
But what weapons are they going to pull out this time? Like, are they going to really go... Are they really going to go...
They'll probably get a kendo stick, a chair, and maybe an announce table.
Because most of these Extreme Rules matches, they practically do anything whatsoever. Whatsoever extreme.
The only reason why they do nothing extreme because you don't have AJ and them to like do the real extreme stuff to get, you know, the crowd by for at least about 20 minutes.
Yeah, because they got to put people in the match that are willing to take the bumps.
I still feel like they don't want to put too much of the Extreme Rules in there. Like, there shouldn't be an Extreme Rules if it's not extreme. Then.
I feel like Bobby and Roman Reigns should have been Extreme Rules because ain't really no stipulation for the shit. Ain't like nobody getting no more.
When was the best Extreme Rules pay per view? When was Extreme Rules extreme?
The year it was it Cena and Triple H or Triple H and Brock?
I say it's anytime the Edge was still around.
Or that.
Because Edge always left somewhere like fully covered in blood.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when things were super extreme. Man, yeah, I'd say anything but Edge was around.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. I give you that.
That's when Extreme Rules was the most extreme ever. I think Edge put his body on the line with that fucked
up
neck.
When RVD was still
alive. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and
RVD. Edge and RVD. People were willing to take the bumps.
Yeah.
RVD was not willing to take the bumps. He was just high enough to just do it. Edge was taking the bumps because he just didn't care about life at no point.
They need to reintroduce the World's Heavyweight Championship to Raw and retire the Universal Championship, says Gruss.
That's what they should have done from the beginning.
Flacco says, what you think about Brock Lesnar?
I think
he's not coming to SummerSlam.
His contract's up after that, so he got to. He got to drop the belt some shape, form, and fashion.
So imagine he doesn't.
That'd be funny.
How long can Brock Lesnar hold this title for? I haven't seen the Universal Championship title in so freaking long.
Sad thing is, I like that fact because as of right now, what's everybody talking about on Raw besides the heavyweight title shot? Everybody's having regular feuds and stuff that we haven't had on Raw in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's getting shine. Like, we've seen Mojo Rawley wrestle 2 weeks on Raw.
Mojo Rawley.
I'm liking this now. Like, if Brock wants to stay away from that belt, fuck it. Stay away. I don't care. Because right now, the Intercontinental title is really the real biggest belt on Raw.
Right now, yeah, the IC title definitely is. Extreme Rules name was carryover from old school ECPW pay-per-view. Now it's bootleg, says Bruno. Amanda Jordan says the cage thing never works. They've done it with Enzo and Jericho before. It still doesn't work.
Enzo and Jericho are two different people.
Gruss 512 said they need to retire the Extreme Rules pay-per-view concept. John L. Jackson says, wave, Jeff Hardy.
That was just so left field.
Wait. All right. Wave, Jeff Hardy. Extreme Rules was extreme when WWE was actually good, says Amanda Jordan. Yeah. Russ 512 says Extreme Rules was good with the ECW brand.
Yeah.
Amanda Jordan says Braun has to cash in at Brock's house.
No.
At Brock's house.
First of all, one, Braun is a man of guns, too. So I know, that would be like watching Terminator versus Terminator in the middle of the woods. I would enjoy that.
But if you go on someone else's property, Brock knows all the sight lines. He can just pick them off through the trees.
Hey, man, probably
he doesn't have to come out into the open.
You're probably good.
Kimberly Ann says Amanda Jordan, facts. Definitely. So Braun should go to Brock's house and cash in.
He's not going
to
do this. Hey, how you doing? Vince, I got to cash this in here. He'd be like, what? The cameraman's behind us, so it's already rolling. So we just edit that part out.
Can I just cash in right now?
How about we just go to your little octagon, we fight it out, I hit you with a couple of chairs. Get the belt, we just go.
Or they just have like some Fortnite shit going on.
Which reminds me. Which reminds me.
They're both gun people.
You know what's so funny is I seen a video on Instagram of an old school WCW episode where Vince Russo and Jeff Jarrett and Hulk Hogan. And I think what happened was it was for the heavyweight championship title. Jeff Jarrett had the heavyweight championship title. And they rang the bell and Jeff Jarrett laid on the floor and let Hogan pin him the title.
Yeah.
Because apparently Vince Russo basically was coming out to the company, you know what I'm saying? Letting them know, like, yo, like, this company is a piece of crap, blah, blah, and,
that's the same,
you know.
That same thing happened to Hogan again, too, with Kevin Nash, when Kevin Nash fell with the finger of death.
Yeah.
And he was like, this company is going to shit.
Because that was after they beat Goldberg, right? And then Hogan wanted the belt from Nash?
Like in a matter of a second.
Yeah.
So it looks like, let's see, Braun has to cash in at Brock's house. Bruno Grussfax. Jackie Holly says, do you think Brock Lesnar has a short career because of the belt?
No.
No, he has a long career because of the belt.
Yeah, I think he has a very long career.
I think he has one of the best careers with the belt because his contract is like set in stone. There's nothing you could do. He shows up, he get paid. He get paid more when he go pay-per-view.
He just comes. He doesn't even come. He's probably backstage just chilling.
No, he's at home chilling.
You think he's home?
That nigga home. That nigga home with his daughters and Sable, and he's in the back just training, lifting up cows. He ain't doing nothing else.
Lifting up cows. Yo, you know what's funny? Yeah, I think he actually does. He actually has a farm.
Yeah,
you've seen his house before, right?
Yeah. No, I never seen it. I just heard Paul Heyman talk about it on that Pete and Rosenberg show the first time. He was like, this is his house. This is all land. He said, all this is land with no road to get to it. I was like, that just sounds like a horror movie.
It's a field. There's an actual YouTube channel, not a YouTube channel, a YouTube video that it'll tell you like how Brock's works out, like Brock actually works out.
I would not want to go to his house because
he
don't like using phones. Like,
he
don't
gets
have a
up
phone.
Like around like 4 a.m, bro, to get in the gym, hit the gym, do whatever you got to do, and he sits in one of them. What's them cold? The bathtub.
Cold.
Yeah. So he's in there. So
that motherfucker, like, he could have
said. That's why his voice is so goddamn high.
No, his voice has been high since he was in FCW. It's never changed. Like, he hit pre-puberty and his body just stayed. Like, that was it for him. He just got muscle and that was it for him.
Gamers will add it just as wave, Duke. LOL.
I got a question for you. If his voice like that talking normally, how is it when he has sex? Does he speak higher than Sable?
Probably does.
Oh my god, that's gotta be the most annoying thing to ever probably hear.
Flacco says
she has a pretty deep voice from what I remember.
She does. She actually does.
So is Wolverine. She'd be like, bend over. He's like, no.
Jazz.
What's happening?
You remember Jazz? Jazz.
I don't want to talk about Jazz. Jazz voice is deep as mine.
Yeah.
That shit is scary.
Flacco says Braun versus Brock in a shootout match.
Eight stars,
he said. Son,
Dave Mister get that shit like 50 stars off the grid. Be a 50 star match to the death.
Brock versus Braun in an NRA match, says Bruno.
They would win. It would be a good match. The NRA would let that allow that. They'd be like, it's two big white dudes. Yeah, we can allow that. We can let that happen.
Jackie Holly, do you think Brock trains in his free time?
I think he trains in his sleep like Goku trains.
He'd be in the pod.
Nigga be high by the time chamber, sleep, still training in his dream. Wake up with scars on himself, like he really been fighting them.
Oh, that's freaking hilarious.
Brock is an older kind of athlete. I don't think people realize that.
Quest 512. I got a great idea for Dolph Ziggler. Have Ziggler win at Extreme Rules. Ziggler says he's better than the IC title. Drop it. Then he reintroduces the World Heavyweight Championship. Says Gross 512.
I wouldn't be mad at that, but it's not going to happen.
First of all, one, that would be like the best storyline in a long time. Two, Vince McMahon is dead in this time period or something. Mm-hmm. They don't snap his fingers and Vince went away with him. Because there's no way in hell Vince going to let that go just yet.
We got Amanda Jordan said, maybe Brock's cows keeps Brock's Universal title warm.
They just sit down in the field just collecting dust. He'd be like, oh, I got to go to the show today.
Yeah, exactly. Off
real quick.
Exactly. Brock F5's a deer to train, says Gamers, Gamers with Attitude. That's crazy. Gross 512, Ziggler claiming the top spot on Raw as World Heavyweight Championship, says Gross 512. You know, I wouldn't be mad if Ziggler actually won the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'll be scared.
Official Josh, what up, man?
Yeah, but I'll be scared. That means he got to fight Roman. And I mean that someone online, he's going to have to...
He's going
to
bury him.
He bury him. He's going to spear him into the ground and throw the dirt on top.
Wait, is Brock Lesnar... Is Broly?
Says
Flacco.
He is damn near Broly. Matter of fact, if he been a wig on and just throwing a little kilt, he could be Broly by
the
way.
Yeah, he could be.
I wouldn't fight him, ever. I would have to shoot him, literally.
John L. Jackson, who wins the United States Championship?
Between Shinsuke?
Shinsuke and Jeff.
I want Shinsuke to win it, just because he's a dick. That's all.
Well, yeah, Jeff has been doing good, man. Jeff has been doing really, really good.
Look, maybe Jeff's not even doing drugs no more. That's a plus for me right now.
Yo, he's hurt. He's hurt and he's still wrestling, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you wish you in the back looking at that shit like, this has been old me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be out there doing swan times off the top of the Titan truck.
Yeah, man, definitely. I remember all of them times, bro. Jackie, what do you think Brock will do to Daniel in UFC?
DC? Look, I don't even want to have this conversation because every time I have it with somebody that's like a real fighting fan, exclusive like Dragon, there's like DC going to win. And I don't care for DC. I don't like the fat fucker. I never did. I never liked that with a song he made.
But he's actually okay.
Everybody's saying he's like the best fighter in the world, but then John Jones beat him twice. And then he beat John Jones that one time. But I'm like, you know, when Brock was there, I don't remember hearing about DC at all. Brothers appeared. That's when DC became the thing. So I don't know how this fight would go. I just know that I want to bet money on. I want to bet 50 on one and 50 on the other, so I can at least win some money, some shape, form, or fashion.
Official Josh says, bro, next Brock's gonna have Sable to defend the title for him.
No, he's gonna have his daughter, the one to look like him, defend it in the women's title.
Yeah, I heard she's brolic too, isn't she? Time. Isn't she brolic?
She looks just like him. She even got the same blonde hair, like albinos. It's creepy. Like I could never date her in the future, but she might fuck up and rape some dude one day.
Gross 512. Rumor alert: Booker T wants one last run.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He does.
Yep.
Oh man, that'd be great, bro. I want to see him fight.
Let me tell you right now. As long as Booker pull out Spinner Rooney, I'm Gucci. I'm okay with this because I don't know if he still can hit it at this point now.
Havoc is in the chat gimmick, finally. What? That's her?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's not her. That's Photoshop.
No, that's her.
What?
Yeah, and she's in sports. She's an athlete. Just like her dad. She probably get mad at boys that F5 them outside of the street.
Wow, bro. Wow, that's insane, bro.
Hey. You ugly. Bam. Wake up in hospital. That's like, what happened?
Belly to belly. Get your phone lines up, Cholo, says Prince Havoc. Havoc, man, what's up, man? Why didn't you bring us no frappes from Starbucks?
I can't drink that. That's too much milk. I'd be in the bathroom.
All right, what do you want, man? Hurry up because he's waiting for our order. Coffee cake?
Just bring me the coffee cake.
You got to drink it with coffee, man. No, you ain't hear what Messiah just said?
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
I would drink it
you
with my...
can't.
I would
then drink, it's just a cake.
I would drink
You just
it.
Want a cake.
I want the coffee cake, and I'm going to drink it with my imaginary
you
coffee.
You can't call it a coffee cake if you're not drinking with coffee. Tell him, Messiah.
Word.
I can. You know why? Because we got a universal title, and we got a champion, but we ain't seen him. But we still claim him a champion. So I could eat a coffee cake without having the coffee.
Messiah, tell him, bro, he can't eat a coffee cake without coffee. It's not a coffee cake. It's just a cake.
Let them eat cake.
Then you can eat cake. You want cake? Or... You can't eat coffee cake.
I can't
you
say
gotta
cake.
Get.
I can't say cake.
You gotta dear. Get some.
I can't say coffee. Cake, dear. Because if I say cake, he might bring me some giant coffee. His name Cake. I don't want
strudel.
That.
Strudel.
You want a strudel?
First of all, I haven't never heard nobody call it a strudel. ever. Never heard nobody call it that a strudel.
Strudel.
Wait, but you can't, man. You have to get coffee if you're going to get a coffee cake.
No, I'm going to get coffee cake. You want a coffee, give me the coffee. I'm going to give it to my wife. She can drink
Jesus Christ.
Wait, you don't like toaster strudels?
Toaster strudels.
The shishi fufu Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
No.
They're way better than Pop-Tarts.
I'm sorry. I eat brown sugar Pop-Tart, and that's the only great Pop-Tart ever been made on this planet to me.
So,
and Toast Strudel do a cinnamon, just one of those like
I think
that?
They do.
No, they don't. I go to Acme every day, and I've been online. I cannot find that. Trust me. Mm-hmm. I look for shit like this. Remember, I have bacon-flavored Pop-Tarts at the house. Remember? I find the weird shit.
Yeah, okay. Bruno's actually right. At Starbucks, isn't a couple coffee cakes and the coffee go for like $85?
It's true. Between them and the MetLife Stadium, one beer, not the same price. Because one beer costs you like $20.
Havoc, we want a coffee cake with a coffee.
No, it's not that much.
Bring that. You got to bring the coffee. My boy just went there.
If you get like a Stella, it's like $18.
Nah, my boy got a Bud Light. They cost $19. Even some website was talking about how it cost $20 for it.
What event did he go to?
He went to a Yankees game. He went to a Yankee game, but that way. They cost $20. And they was like, all the beers up there like that is costing like that now.
Official Josh says, wait, so who's the heel in this? Lashley versus Reigns feud.
Nobody's the heel. It's just two dudes with the same finishing move fighting because they both want to fight Brock. It's like two dudes fighting over a chick they can't have. That's all it really is.
Forget coffee cake. Eat rum cake. Soaked in rum. This is Gus 512. 512?
How about just give me the rum?
Gus? No, Gus got some fantastic thing. It's got to be made by a
Haitian
thing.
Or yo. Jamaican or Dominican.
First of all, one, don't put it in my cake. Just give me the rum. I'll be happy with that.
I can't eat it if it's not made by a Caribbean.
But Gus, man, I'm telling you, Gus probably is a baker. First you don't even
all,
know.
First of all, one, Gus, wait a minute. This Sunday you said you was like locked up? You still never answered that question. I just remember this shit. Like.
He was listening to Akon. That's why, bro. Don't relax. There was a remix that came out with Gruss 512.
Back with a couple
relax.
Keys.
Gruss showed up on the Real Shit Talking and was like, I was like, where you been? He was just like, locked up. I was like, what do you mean locked up? And he never answered us for like the rest of the show.
He's probably got a pending case.
John L. Jackson says, if I win the United...
Oh, so he like Enzo.
Yeah.
John L. Jackson said, if I win the United States Championship, how would you feel? How would you feel, Alex, if John L. Jackson ended up, what's the name?
I'll be happy for you. I'm just saying, like, change the belt. Make it look a little different, finally. I'm tired of seeing that flag on that belt now. That junk's been there for how long?
So, John L. Jackson, you got to change the flag.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see the WCW version.
That's the one that just had just a little flag up there? Yeah, I can work with that.
Gamers with Attitude said, I'm with Alex. The only Pop-Tarts I eat is brown sugar.
Yeah, bro. I had a whole argument with somebody in Acme about that.
Really?
They was like, strawberry's the best. I said, first of all, y'all got like 7 rolls of strawberries. They full. Where the brown sugar at? Oh, it's empty. So this is not the best flavor. She was like, no, we just don't get it in like that. That's a lie. Because I buy it from y'all in another place, and they always sold out. Like,
so I can't eat brown sugar now. You got me thinking about it. I hate you. Who will win, Strowman or Owens, says Jackie.
Strowman.
It's just going to be Strowman, but the way Owens been getting beat, Owens at least need to win one.
Havoc says, nah, it'd be wild expensive. I can't believe people be dropping like 12 cash on two coffees.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's why I don't drink Starbucks.
But people go to AMC and go watch a movie and spend like $70 on like four things. So.
And that's why I bring a female with me with a large purse.
Oh, you bring a fly purse? I wear cargo pants with extra pockets. I just slide my burgers in and just go. It's just smooth, trust me. I'm trying to do it this weekend.
Havoc, Starbucks are for bougie hipsters who wear fake oversized CVS reading glasses, says Bruno.
Technically, Starbucks is for guys and lady, men and women that want to make it in the acting world by writing a script knowing it's never going to be seen ever.
There you go.
Because you get free internet there, and you can sit there all day.
Official Josh says, Kofi Woods, why are you here? You're supposed to be at the Red Sox game throwing the first pitch.
You shut up. Don't be talking about me and my things I do. Like,
don't tell nobody what happened.
Like, that team is trash. I'm not throwing the ball for them. I'm just – I got a stunt double there for that right now.
Speaking of the Red Sox, I'm going to Boston next month.
You really are?
Yeah.
Wait, you got your vacation days again?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation the first week of April, August.
Look at you.
What? How many days?
A whole week.
8 months.
Jesus, bro. How many times is this guy's going to have a week off?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, if you get a position in your job for like what you got, just go ahead and let me in.
For Sunday, I'm probably going to do nothing. I'm going to get work done on my car on Monday. Probably take my girlfriend out Tuesday. Do nothing Wednesday. Come here. And then I'm leaving Thursday morning for Boston.
Jesus.
I'll be back Saturday.
Messiah living life, bro. Yo, When is that mixtape slash EP slash LP slash album coming out?
On the 35th of February.
I can't wait for that.
I thought it was going to be February 31st, 2020.
Or that. We can plan that date.
Yeah, you can do 2020. Game the World Post the end of that day. So yeah, yeah. It'd be the most fire mixtape to drop on that
remix
day.
Remix with Dashy. Brown sugar Pop-Tarts are the shiznit, says Quan.
With Dashy. Who said that?
No, I said
it. Oh, Dashy, I'm going to say don't play because I like
I was about to get a verse on Triple X and Tupac.
Prince Havoc says he's right, though. So, yeah, he's right that freaking Starbucks is mad expensive, bro. If they're not warm, they taste like cinnamon cardboard, says Quan. Cinnamon it's true. Cardboard. Brown sugar.
How do you know what cinnamon cardboard tastes like? I never had them two together. I don't know. What childhood did you have? Listen, who fed you cinnamon cardboard?
Quan probably was packing boxes. Brown sugar probably fell on the box. Yeah. While he was eating Pop-Tarts.
And licked the sugar off.
He licked it off.
It's brown sugar.
Oh man, this is terrible. This is the new Pop-Tarts.
Nah, that just sounds all types of weird. Like now you got me thinking about what that would taste like, and I'm not even going to try to perform it.
Gress is on my side. He said Toaster Strudels tastes better than Pop-Tarts.
So, what's cheaper though?
Pop-Tarts.
So I'm going with the cheapest thing I could buy the most of them eat.
John L. Jackson says, "Do you think
you live in a high fantasy life? I can't get that kind of bread.
Do you think Ronda interfere in a match at Extreme Rules?
I would like her to." Just because she's so-called suspended?
Yeah.
But I would love for her to. I love her to show up in this.
For her to play like the heel like that? That'd be perfect.
I would love her to show up between that Extreme Rules match and screw Nia over just because she can get that title match again.
There you go.
I would love to see that. That'd be the best thing.
So here's the story. Gress 512. Alex, I had a drunk fight with some cops. That's why he got locked.
Oh,
it sounded like my cousin. He's still on the run for that.
This probably is your cousin.
Why is he on the run?
Because he never went to court. So anytime he comes back to New Jersey... he has to be in a car or in the house. He won't go outside, literally.
I would never come back to Jersey. I just move wherever I'm at. And just
no, he moved to Pennsylvania.
Yo, so
he lives in Pittsburgh.
Man.
But he'll come back for
a while. Wait, relax. You're saying his location now.
I didn't say his name.
He didn't say his name.
I didn't say his name.
He said his name or what the address is.
They're going to look for a Messiah. Are you Messiah cousin? Yeah. Oh, yes, my cousin. You're the one on the OTR.
He's been on the run since like 2012. Arrest. But anyway.
2012.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Bro. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Messiah's cousin comes to Patterson, right? And then the stars go up. 5 stars. Then he hits R1, R2, L1, R2. Left, down, right, up. Left, down, right, up. Down, 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 down. And the wine levels go away. So that way he don't get caught.
That is funny. Because the more levels don't go away, you go in the area you're not supposed to be at. You be like, whoa, they be like, hey, gone.
Boom, go right back up.
You're like, shit, no.
Go right back up.
You just bring back up worse.
But he's got it on turbo, so he hits R1 and it just goes by itself.
You just bring up bad memories of Grand Theft Auto. I hate it.
Yeah, you got a jersey with your Kofi on the back with number 18. I wonder where it went, says Official Josh. He's still talking about you and the Red Sox.
First of all, one, I told you that's a stunt double because my number's always 21.
Oh, 21. I got
21.
You. Book it OTR with Dashy. Nah, I can't. But the thing is, Messiah already got a remix with Dashy, bro. So we got to figure it out.
Because Dashy probably got the longest album ever made since he started his channel. I think he had like, what, 700 something songs? It's fire. It's going to drop one day. We ain't never gonna hear it.
Gress512 says Toaster Strudels tastes better than Pop-Tarts. Facts. That's what you were talking about, right?
There we go.
Okay, Jackie.
Who said that?
Gross.
Gross.
That's why you got in a fight with them cops. he don't know no
better. Toaster Strudels better. What you said, boy?
He don't know no better. Them cops was like, you said something around here that didn't sound right.
Question, who let the dogs out?
Who?
Flacco is right. Who did let the dogs out?
You know you're talking about ugly chicks, right?
Who?
That song, they were talking about ugly women.
Really?
Yeah. They're talking about ugly women.
Now I never want to listen to it ever again. You just messed me up.
Hey, I just found out too long ago.
What's the matter with you guys destroying my childhood here, bro?
Well, hey, that's like
first of all, we're not doing that. That's the economy. Don't blame
us. Like gasolina. You know what that's about.
What's gasolina?
Getting skeeted on.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Anyway.
Duke will go home and sit in the shower just rocking like my childhood is gone forever.
Gress512 says Darth Messiah cousin is in Cuba. It's true.
With Tupac Shakur?
No, I thought Tupac was in Jamaica.
No, he in Cuba. No, he would go to Cuba.
Oh, he went to Cuba?
Yeah, you go to Cuba because they can't extradite you back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Smartest thing ever. So if I get into some bad shit, y'all don't hear from me, y'all know where I'm at. I'm in Cuba.
Darth, your cousin must be hiding out in Hudson County. Nobody gets caught there. This is Bruno.
Yo, Hudson County is like, it's like swampland with just a little bit of houses. Like, nobody knows who lives there.
Official Josh says, if I'm going to pre-order 2K19 for the bonus characters. Listen, I didn't pre-order 2K18 for the bonus characters.
I'm pre-ordering
and
this
I still need I still need to unlock everybody in W2K18. Don't have the NXT pack. Don't have nothing. So any single time that somebody wants to download a character, I have to tell them, yo, did you use the NXT creative pack? They're going to be like, yeah, so I can't download them, bro.
What'd you call it? I got download. I want to do that $1 million challenge bullshit. I want to know what it is. Yeah. Got to go fight AJ and then beat him with a chair in the game. I don't give a fuck if I don't win it now. I just want to say I beat him. Like, I beat your ass, your mom, your soccer mom hairdo.
John L. Jackson, who wins on the kickoff show, Sanity or New Day?
I think table Sanity snatch? Need to win.
Yo, Sanity, bro. We finally got the chance to see Sanity after all this time. We finally got to see them.
It has been on show just beating people up just for the hell of it. That's what they need.
Did we notice in the SmackDown Daniel Bryan finished off Eric Young, his doppelganger?
Yeah.
It is a doppelganger. That's sad.
Amanda Jordan, who timed me out? I think it was a mistake, Amanda Jordan. I don't know what happened there. I'm very sorry. Pop tarts are better than toaster strudels, says Jackie.
Thank you. Jackie? Whoa! I have to disagree.
Jackie Holly.
Thank you, Holly. I'm calling Miss Holly. I'm going to get her the abbreviation of being grown.
Official Josh said, dang, I got the NXT pack. Well, I don't got it, bro. You know what it is? Because ain't nobody all, put in for the funds,
first
bro.
First of all, one, I got all of them. I don't got the game no more. How about that? I got to buy that because GameStop selling it brand new for $20 now.
I don't have none of it, bro. I tried. Well, no, I did actually have the NXT pack, but it was in another PS4. So, yeah.
Nah, you got an NXT pack. It's in your store. You just go re-download it. Any you put in your store, you can just go re-download as long as you got the same PSN there.
You know what? Flacco's right. Should start the vote.
Start what vote?
Toaster strudels or Pop-Tarts on the OTR podcast _ Instagram, which has... Make sure you add like
You didn't show how to make the polls. I tried to do it the other night. My phone was like, what are you doing? And I was just like, you know what? I quit.
Be sure to add... what's the name? Just add like a little a wrestling gif or something on one of the Pop-Tarts. So it's wrestling related. So hey, we got to keep it yesterday or later.
You want a Pop-Tart? Put a picture of the New Day next to the Pop-Tart. Because that's what they eat.
You know you're old when you was around when Snoop Dogg first album came out, says Gruss 512.
God damn, Gruss.
John L. Jackson, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. You got to chill with that, man. He punched somebody in the face on the 4th of July because I was trying to holler at my girl. So pretty much he was trying to holler at his girl, and he punched himself.
Hey, man, look.
John L. Jackson, you got to either win titles or punch yourself. I don't know which one you want to do.
First of all, it's 4th of July. Everybody drunk. That's the open door opportunity to try to holler at somebody's girl because you be like, I was drunk. I didn't know that was your shorty. If you were sober... Then I don't know what to tell you, bro. You got to fight.
But that's John L. Jackson. He likes to punch himself. Uh-huh. You hear it. I punched somebody in the face on the 4th of July because I was trying to holler at my girl.
Oh, so he likes Sandman. He just like, he's a masochist.
Yeah.
Got it.
I vote Pop-Tarts, especially on sale in ShopRite Hackensack. This is Bruno. I'm a universe mode. I made Drew and Dolph tag champs for SmackDown. That's what's up. Official Josh, do you have Twitter? Yes, I do. Type in OTR podcast _ on Twitter and you can check us out there, Amanda Jordan. But make sure you step in the OTR podcast _ Instagram because that's where you're gonna get more of the memes and the funny things and even on top of that the polls, man. So definitely get on the Instagram. That's where it's at. So you gotta get on the Instagram. So we're gonna put up a poll on the Instagram, which is OTR podcast _. Let me put it in for you guys in the chat right now. OTR podcast _. Add us on the Instagram, right? And when you add us on the Instagram, you're gonna see the poll, which is Pop Tarts or Toaster Strudel. So we'll figure out and see what's up. So with that being said, let's get ready for this news for the Over the Top Rope podcast news here with Alex DeHill, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what we got today in the wrestling world.
That's a lot of things there.
You're really good.
That's why it's not good. See, that's some racist shit. Why would you even do that? Anyway,
I'm just Googling toaster.
Wait, Gross 512 got something here. He says, Real talk, when you was broke, you didn't even have Toaster Strudels or Pop-Tarts. You had the sugar cinnamon toast or toast with jelly and butter.
Deadass. I still eat that now. You got the game fucked up.
He never really been broke. He don't know about a sugar sandwich.
I'm bringing up my bad childhood. To stop.
Super kicks opponent while wearing baseball cleats, says Quan.
The Young Bucks already did that.
You're really, really violent there.
The Young Bucks already did that. They did that to Gargano's wife in PGW.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It had they took out the spike part of it and added thumbtacks and super kicked her in the face with it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And she took it like a champ, you know. So check it out. In news, did you know the WWE Performance Center has an Instagram page?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm adding it.
And on the Instagram page, they had two stars up there that was doing promos. So they had Robbie E and Lula Vallon Ness, a.k.a. Mr. Long Island IC girlfriend from TNA. They cut two promos there. Really? They might be part of the training class.
Uh-oh.
So we might get Robbie E. And I was like, you know what? Robbie E is a better fit for Zack Ryder as a tag team partner because they both got the same kind of persona. So it kind of works. So I hope the best things for them. Also, on the 29th, we lost Matt Cotell, the first champion of Tough Enough with Johnny Nitro.
Yeah.
He finally passed away from his cancer that came back.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah. He already had previous cancer before. They successfully took it out, and then a couple years later, it came right back. Like, the last picture they show with him is him being, like, Bill Caldiesel. Yeah. His last final picture, bro, he was no bigger than the mic. It's just sad.
Man, that's sad, bro. R.I.P., man, definitely.
Also, seeing how the Mae Young Classic is happening again, they're rounding up people, Caitlyn will be a part of it.
Yeah, I heard.
And I am excited because I've seen her at a couple indie shows, and she looked like she never lost a beat of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to see this. I wish AJ Lee would bring her ass back, but whatever. Also,
sorry, Gross is funny. Darth Messiah ate wish sandwiches back in the day.
Ooh.
I wish I had some meat for this effing sandwich.
I wish I had some meat.
Shit, that sounds bad.
That's bad. Caitlyn is coming back to WWE. Do you think she will bring back AJ Lee to start a feud?
Nah,
AJ Lee. To Amanda Jordan. Nah, AJ Lee's probably not going to come back, Amanda Jordan.
AJ, if anybody ever read Superpower Is My Crazy, her book, she tells people that she's not coming back for health reasons. She's just not coming back.
AJ Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
She's not coming back for health reasons. Like, she literally told she's not coming back. Hell, even CM Punk told why he wasn't coming back the week before his UFC fight.
Yeah.
He actually sat down with a guy and actually told the reason why he's not coming back to wrestling and why he hasn't been back to any wrestling.
Yeah.
He was like, people always came to him with the idea of if you're free. He said, but nobody never came down BG, was like, he said, nobody never came, sat him down, was like, look, we got you wrestling this guy for this amount of money. What are you doing? He said, nobody never gave him an offer. They just said, if you're free, you want to do something. He said, and I feel like if I'm free, then that means I don't need to do it because you don't have nothing for me, really, honestly.
Correct.
So he's like, you would never catch me in the wrestling ring. He was like, but they'd asked him that a week ago before his UFC fight and before the whole lawyer thing that happened.
Yeah, with
the
court,
he said, Jer. He said he probably would have said Jer to certain people, but he said it was a full no for everybody all the way around. So, like, he's not never coming back to wrestling no time.
I mean, yeah, you can't blame him. If he doesn't feel like coming back and he feels like he wants to do something else, then it's fine.
I think he should. Cause, you know? I think he should because after his last fight, DG, Dana White kicked his ass out.
It does mean that.
Yeah, man, after the last fight, Dana White kicked him out. So, hey, what is he going to do? Also, August 17th,
mm-hmm.
in the New York area, in Jamaica, New York, there will be a wrestling event called High Intensity 7. Samuel Call, Austin Aries, and Enzo Amore will be the three top people that will be there.
Mm, dope.
And tickets start for tickets start at $20, and the bell time is at 7. But they have a meet and greet at 5 to meet all of them. So
this is where I'm just gonna say, if we're gonna go, we need to make the plans now.
That's what I'm saying. It's on a Friday, so I'm already thinking I might like be tell my boss like, hey, bro, so I might never come in on this day. Go ahead and just put that sick time in.
We need to make it official now,
especially for Enzo, because some reason Enzo has late been doing drops for everybody's podcast. You meet him, he didn't do a drop for it. He doesn't care. So I was like, yeah, this might be the best and only good time that we'll be able to get.
So we're gonna have to go and get a drop from him then.
Yeah. Also, they already spoiled the main event card for Hell in a Cell already.
Wait, that's September.
Yeah, they already spoiled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, hit me with that September match card that you got there.
The main event will be a championship match between AJ Styles and Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Old-fashioned TNA.
For the belt.
Yeah.
So, as of right now, it's going to be... It's weird because I don't know who even spoiled it, but it just out of the blue, they spoiled it, and they showed that the only match right now on the card. And I'm like, we're not even there yet. How the hell did we even get to this pay-per-view? Also, another news. I don't know. Y'all been watching TNA, have y'all?
Not really. No, but I heard it's doing good, though.
So,
what's up?
So, as of lately, you know there's a new LAX over there.
Yeah, I heard.
And Conan runs them, and he had a dude named King run them, too.
Yeah.
So, King turned his back on him in LAX and brought him back LAX.
Really?
Hernandez and Superman. Bring them back. Superman been blackballed from TNA since 2008. He could not wrestle for them ever again, and for some reason he showed back up. So now things starting to get interesting because that whole promo was the Attitude Era. Like, it was just, I don't know what about it, but Conan told King, when you was a kid and they used to call you a spick and you used to come to the house and they used to give you the bat and tell you to go fuck them up. I was like, wait a minute, hold up now. This is some lot of racism type of shit. And then people were just cheering it. I was like,
wow.
I think TNA finally found that one niche that they finally needed. They just go off script. They don't even care.
Wow. Like, I've been hearing that TNA's been doing real, real good right now, man.
You know what makes them do even more better? They don't do long-term contracts because see how they already produce shows ahead of time? And they do short-term contracts so people can leave and do what they want, and then they can sign them back if they need them.
And because they're broke.
Jackie, he won't have the title that long.
Who?
Who do you think Brock will face WrestleMania 35?
His soul, because he ain't going to be there. Also, did y'all listen to the Stone Cold podcast with Enzo Amore?
No.
I haven't saved it. I haven't gotten to it yet.
He actually sat down and talked about the whole entire incident of everything that happened. He said the first time he told anybody outside of his lawyers in the court, he actually sat down and told everything. And if you listen to it, it's just like it's so fucked up how it happened. Because he said his two friends got a phone call from a private investigator talking about there was a wrestler being investigated over a girl being raped at a concert that Enzo knew he was at. So he said he called his lawyers and told his lawyer to call down there and figure it out. The lawyer called the police station. The police station told him, no, there was no such thing of any kind of investigation going on. He just saw, so I threw it under the bus. He said, my lawyer called. He found out. He said nothing. He said the day of the Raw anniversary, he said he showed up for training. And that's when he had the shirt. He said, I can't wait for tomorrow we'll bring. He was like, he talked to Stone Cold. He talked to Bubba Ray. He said those are the only two people he talked to outside WWE. Everybody else there, he's not really friends with. Those two, he don't listen to them two and Vince.
Correct.
He said that whole show, he was supposed to be on there from the beginning to end. That whole Raw little thing was basically walled around him. That's how much time Mr. McMahon was putting into him. Then his friend called him and said that there's a tweet of that girl saying that you raped her. He said, I stopped training. I didn't talk to nobody. He said, I went to Mr. McMahon himself, bring it up to him, and was like, look, I don't know what's going on. I already called my lawyers. My lawyers are already getting in touch with him down there. He's trying to figure this out. Vince told him this is the worst time ever because you have the Me Too movement and the women's revolution happening. He said this came at the worst time ever. He was like, so what I need you to do is just go home and we'll call you. He said as soon as he got ready to leave, Tyler Relations came to him, told him that he is suspended. He said he had just went out of Mr. Man's office 5 minutes before Tyler Relations came up to him and told him he was suspended. He said he was going to go home, but he said he drove to Denver where they was going to go next because his sister lived there. He said by the time he got there in 8 hours, Tyler Nation called him and told him that he was fired. He said it took less than 24 hours to do all that. He said, mind you, I went to Mr. Man himself, and Vince told me to go home and just wait it out until we figure out what's happening here. He said, but Tyler Nation suspended me and fired me within 9 hours of the show. And then he just started going off on everything. He told the whole angle with him and Nia Jax, how that supposed to go. He said nobody knew the ending but him and Vince, because Vince came with the idea. He said the ending was, like, when Raw 25 happened, Enzo supposed to lost his belt in a poker game with the APA. See, this would get funny, because when he started talking about it, I was like, damn, I really wish you could have seen it on the show. He supposed to lost his belt in a poker game, pulled a guy in a match, and lost the match. Supposed to went back there to try to win it back, but Ted DiBiase won it. And then he started trying to sell it to everybody in the back that wanted it. And somewhere in the middle of the night, Nia Jax supposed to win it back and gave it to him. But then when she gave it to him, it put to find out later on that night that he was actually fucking with Alexa Bliss and didn't really want Nia Jax. So put him in. Let's blitz a heel and make him more of a dick as his character. Only him and Vince knew that storyline. Naya and Lexa didn't even know that was even happening that far.
The only problem with that, Naya's not under 205.
I know, but that's the reason.
Naya's like 255.
She went back in the poker game.
Oh, okay.
So it made sense. So it was like Vince devoted so much time into him that it was fucking crazy. And then all that shit happened. He said he blocked all the numbers. He said he don't got no numbers coming from 201, like down there. He said he got no numbers coming from Stanford. He said he blocked everybody. Vince, talent relations. He said even certain wrestlers he blocked. He said he don't talk to nobody. And I was like, all right.
The voting's live on OTR underscore on IG.
So for you guys on OTR podcast underscore Instagram, make sure you post your votes. Can it be Toaster Strudels or can it be Pop-Tarts? Let me see the poll thingy you put up there. That's funny. I like that. That's funny. So guys, make sure you go up there and vote, which is better.
Mind you, I made that in like 5 minutes right now. It's not the best artwork.
That's the man Messiah, bro. Messiah always bringing up some stuff like that.
Yeah, got no choice.
What else we got here,
Alex? WWE canceled a major pay-per-view. So, TLC's been canceled.
TLC?
TLC will not happen this year. It will be the Super Show that they talked about before. That's replacing it. So, TLC is canceled this year.
Why the hell did they cancel Extreme Rules and left at TLC?
Because where they got to go is the same day when it is TLC. So they had to kind of cancel it.
Wait, I thought that event was in November.
October 21st.
Oh, so they moved TLC to October. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So what's the December pay-per-view this year? Roadblock?
I have it up here. I got to look for it again.
Janelle Jackson, I got tickets to Extreme Rules. I don't think I should go because I don't want Roman Reigns to win his match. Well, Janelle Jackson, all you need to do is go into the ring and cancel the match. Cash screwed Cass. I don't have any sympathy for anyone.
They moved Roadblock too?
Business.
No, Roadblock is completely gone. They moved TLC. TLC is in December.
Oh, so, okay, yeah, so I was right then. So, yeah. So basically, they get rid of Roadblock then.
Yeah.
You should have added Toaster Pop Tarts as the third opinion.
Toasted Pop Tarts.
So,
you know Toasted Pop Tarts are disgusting. They have you got to eat them out the box.
I never had a brown sugar one in the toaster. I never. I'm scared. I'm scared it's going to taste weird.
You know what they should do? They should work together. They should have a box with half Toaster Strudel and half Pop Tarts. Where, remember how Pop Tarts has two? So instead, it's a Toaster Strudel and a Pop Tart.
I think they should take the toaster strudel's flavor, like I like the apple one, and mix it with brown sugar, and just give me a brown sugar cinnamon apple.
Word.
I would be in the house like, Sean, why you gaining 400 pounds? You know why. All my paychecks go towards popped it toaster strudels. I can't do nothing else in my life.
You should invest, man. Buy stocks.
I need to.
You're going to buy a box.
I will. I'll probably buy one later now that we're talking about it. Mm. Also, Extreme Rules, I have the match card. And like I said, we all know that Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns is the main thing, but who cares?
Yeah.
But all seven of the matches are all title matches.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have Nia, Alexa for the women's title, Seth versus Dolph Ziggler with Drew McIntyre's corner for the Intercontinental. Mm-hmm. You got the Leader of Worlds versus the B Team for the Raw Tag titles. You got AJ versus Rusev for the W title. You have Carmella and Oscar Richard for the women's title. You have Shinsuke, Jeff Hardy for the U.S. You have the Bludgeon Brothers versus Team Hell Yes. And that's literally almost every belt on the roster except for the Cruiserweight.
Yeah, the only non-title match is Roman and Bobby.
That's what I'm trying to figure out why.
Bob.
I'm going to go with his original turn back
then. My fish name is Bob.
I'm going to go with his original turn back then in the early, like, last time you WWE. Uh-huh. Lashley. Just cut the Bob loose and it's Lashley.
Bob.
Toaster Strudels have that flaky buttery crust with a packet of icing.
Yes. Yes. That flaky.
But how many people put that icing on it?
Oh, no. I just throw the icing out.
Yeah. So what's the purpose of eating it?
No. The crust. That flaky crust. Because it's like having a croissant.
Let me tell you right now.
I'm going to tell you guys something, man. Kids Cuisine. Kids Cuisine used to have the cake. And they used to have the frosting. And you could put the frosting on the cake, and they give you three fish sticks.
Oh, shit. I had a tip on my eye.
Deontay Pace. God. Bobby and Roman sucks.
Why don't we just have some Dunkaroos already?
Bobby versus Brock.
Let's not talk about
that. But I understand here. Roman is the face, and Vince, old crusty behind, is thinking about himself.
The chocolate cookies
not
with
the
rainbow sprinkles.
Yeah, of course, Deontay
frosting?
Pace. Just like, the icing is the best part, says Kimberly.
Really? Nah. No. No. That means she bothered to eat all the icing before she eat the toast strudel.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Nah. Yeah. That's a sugar rush. I can't do that.
That's what I do with the kids' cuisine. You know, you know how you gotta microwave it twice.
You had to microwave it twice. I never had it.
You gotta take it off because of the brownie. The brownie is not gonna come out right.
Yeah. The kids' cuisine. Yeah.
So you have to.
Well, no, you just gotta stop it like halfway through.
Or even the macaroni and cheese. Remember the macaroni and cheese? You have to poke holes in it with a fork.
Yeah. Shoot, that's like every TV dinner now you gotta buy.
Yeah.
Lunchable, man.
That's why I get a hungry man, because a hungry man, you just microwave it as is.
Yeah.
Amanda Jordan says, do you think Dean Ambrose is going to interfere at Lovable Rules?
No, he's not going to be cleared until like the end of the year.
Nah, he's kind of clear. They don't got nothing for him. Just like the bar. We ain't seen the bar on SmackDown yet because they got nothing for them. Like, you got all this talent. Y'all need to write stories for everybody. So this ain't after where everybody had a story. Like, everyone had a damn story.
I tried to write your story. Couldn't do it.
Whoa, that's disrespectful.
What? Never liked Lunchables. That's Kimberly disrespectful.
First of all,
what's your favorite Lunchables?
My favorite Lunchables?
Oh, you had them all.
Pizza, the taco, the nachos. What else? When they came out with the uploaded with the sandwiches. That's disrespectful.
I like the pizza one. I like the pizza.
And you get a Capri Sun in it?
Yeah.
What?
First of all, what? I haven't ate a Lunchable since we had Saturday morning cartoons in the 90s.
You got to get a Lunchables then, man.
Hell no, that shit ain't no damn meal for me. I'm a fat ass. I need food.
Get a Hungry Man. Get a Hungry Man.
That's what you're talking about. That shit fucked up my stomach.
The Hungry Man don't even do anything anyway. Mm-hmm. It says Hungry Man. I think it's not even too big for your stomach.
The Salisbury Steak Hungry Man? Man.
First of all, one, let me tell you. I'm in ghetto as they come. I buy the Salisbury Steak play for family of five, uh-huh, and bake a big American potatoes. That's for me. That's how much I eat.
You want that X-Man damn meal for two, but it's really for one?
No, I eat like a meal for seven, but it's all for Sean. That's how I eat.
He didn't need to rhyme.
Nah, it's all for me. If you see me make a big thing of food, that means ain't nobody's getting none. That's all for me. That's how I eat. And then I eat like one time like that, and I don't eat again until like midnight. Mm-hmm. That's the end of my day eating.
Oh, yeah, guys. Never mind. You guys missed the 7-Eleven.
I didn't. I came from my slippery. I had two. I got one by my house, and I got one downtown.
Oh, yeah?
I was trying to get one on the bus over here, but when I looked out, I was like, it's already 7 o'clock. Fuck, I can't get it.
7 o'clock already.
Also, there's a gym in Scotland, that a couple of former
Andy,
WWE stars and current WWE stars go to. Somebody got a picture with Neville there, and he's finally smiling on his face.
Neville?
Yeah, he actually cut his picture here too. He don't have that straggly beard no more.
Hey, Neville, he looks clean, bro. He looks like a scientist.
Him and his wife moved back to moved from Orlando back to London a few months ago.
But he's still under contract.
Hey, man, you don't give a fuck.
Because he's still on the website as an active member of the roster.
Still fucking crazy. Motherfucking King Russell.
Andy, what up, bro? What's going on? Yeah, Kelvin, man, we found Kelvin, but Kelvin, I don't know where he at.
I talked to him over the week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on vacation with his mom and sister somewhere.
He never comes to the OTR anymore, bro. Like,
hey, first of all, one, he said that he will come back, but when he come back, it's going to be in an open, grand fashion. You just got to let him do it the right way. I was like, okay, at least you came to me with a point, because I was gonna curse him out for a while.
Flacco says this Saturday is a show. Where's the show, Flacco?
I bet you it's in Richmond.
It's probably Ace. Jenelle Jackson, I eat Pop-Tarts every day, but I said to my friend with a toaster strudel.
What? What? I thought it was going to make sense. You just got quiet. I'm like, wait a minute. My brain can't.
He said, I eat Pop-Tarts every day, but I said to my friend with the toaster strudel.
Shut up.
Jonathan Jackson, you're the coolest person in the world, bro. I don't know what's going on.
Yo, so Matt Jackson put out a little tweet, right? And he said, how cool would it be to win the WWE Tag Team Championship belts and never perform for their shows? So Matt Hardy got up there and said, that would be fantastic. He said, that'd be a fantastical franchise to speak of Bucks of You.
Hey, so the Bucks of You.
I would love to see it. Also, for some reason, why is Eric Bischoff talking about he is okay with trying to come back to WWE?
I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't either, but where would he fit at?
Raw.
Who?
I don't want to see Taboo Tuesday ever again.
No, because I feel like Kurt Angle is running his course as general manager. And you need a heel manager in there.
I thought that's what we had Baron Corbin with the bald head for.
Yeah,
he
but
the constable.
But whatever they're doing with that angle, when you wrap up that angle with Corbin and Angle,
he gonna still be wrestling in his dress clothes with wrestling boots on.
You gotta put a heel manager in. That's to another replace thing.
We said that, and I forgot about they wrestling at the pay per view also with Extreme Rules.
Oh yeah,
Finn, what you call it?
Yeah, Janelle, bro.
They're on the pre show too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, Fandango got injured.
Oh yeah, I saw
he
that.
Did?
He yeah. suffered. He suffered a left lumbar tear, and actually guess got surgery on it today. So he would be out for a while, and also he's in rehab with Goldust. He just got double knee surgery.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, aren't they talking about sending Breeze to 205?
Yeah, might as well. He's in that weight class. Sorry, that make more sense. Hey, y'all watch 205?
Hey, yes,
y'all watch Man of the Hour. Man.
I haven't seen that much 205, but I'm watching more than I used to.
You gotta watch the Man of the Hour, Lilo Rush. That motherfucker made a name himself so quick that he's fighting Tozawa next week.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
They backing him up so much right now, bro. It's like it's crazy.
So anybody know why Miz is still getting pushed? Deontay Pace says, "Oh, because the Miz is the best.
The Miz
bro.
Is a hard ass damn worker.
Yeah,
man, been here forever and never been injured."
Jonelle Jackson, do you think the Rockies ever coming back to WWE?
The
Rockies?
First of all, one, I don't know what peaks you're talking about. two, I don't know. But The Rock daughter's interested in coming to wrestling. The oldest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's interested. She wants to be a wrestler now.
Dope.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to have his retirement match at some point.
Who, The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, he will when he's like 90.
Exactly.
As long as he's doing movies, he always going to be fit. He going to show up to the ring at like 87 and still look the same he does now.
Andy says Bruno, Andy says Colin Delaney, Amanda Jordan says one time I blinked and 205 Live went off the air.
Wow. Oh yeah, because
the show's half an hour now.
Yeah, wow. It's like 30 minutes.
It's like some UFO stuff, man.
It's like 30 minutes. That means she blinked.
I don't feel safe, man.
Look, it's 30 minutes. That means she blinked. That means she fell asleep real quick and woke up. She was tired at that time.
That's like me with Raw main events, because by 10:30, I want to go to sleep.
First of all,
I blink, and then all of a sudden, the Chrisley show is on.
First of all, one, Raw main event.
Chrisley show? That's a nice show.
What is it, Keeping Up with the Chrisleys? I forgot what it's called.
I'm telling you right now, the Raw main event happened, and if it's boring, by the time I even hear anything about it, I'm already going to pay like an hour of Destiny 2 already. And I'm niggas like, you watch Raw? I'm like, yo, it's still on?
So Andy asked, why is Rusev still being pushed as a heel?
Because that was the story that was written.
Yeah. Besides, it fits better for him being a heel than it is the face.
Yeah, I don't want to see him as a face. Although, he's still
but
with
it's
the...
Because he's standing there, he's cutting a heel promo while they're chanting, Rusev Day. Rusev Day. You're not supposed to cheer the heel.
I'm sorry.
You can cheer him during the match, but don't cheer him during the promo.
First of all, you got to cheer him at all because they know they don't cheer him, though. You want to stand to give that man a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's going to get cheered, and all of a sudden he's going to be doing stupid angles in the back like, you know, Zack Ryder.
Just make.
Toys.
Speaking of which, are Lana Day t-shirts out? Because I want one.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Lana got her own t-shirt too. Says Lana's
Day. Oh, yeah?
Happy Lana's Day.
Just make Corey Graves the Raw GM and get it over already. What? I can see it coming miles away, says Gruss 512.
I like him on commentary. I like when him and Booker on commentary.
Booker and Corbin?
Yeah, I love him on commentary because you can hear the anger in Booker's voice every time Corey says something. It sounds so realistic. Like he can punch him in the face for real.
Jonelle Jackson says, who wins, Finn Balor or Bean Corbett?
Bean Corbett. I love the way he cut you, man. I'm going with Bean Corbett now.
Bean Corbett sounds Bean Corbett
like a TV show.
Yeah.
What you watching, Bean Corbett?
Bean Corbett.
Yo.
Oh, it's over.
There's Lana Day chance now, says Amanda Jordan. Deontay
right
Pace.
Now.
Oh.
I said the same
right,
thing. Kurt
right
Angle.
Now, right now.
Kurt, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming, but he's done.
Who, Kurt?
Kurt Angle.
First of all, one, Kurt is never done because Kurt reactions. Kurt reaction and Kurt humor is what making him stay as a GM. Because everybody else doesn't have a personality. Kurt just goes whatever the hell he sees fit. Especially when he talk about shit he shouldn't talk about on the air.
Flacco is the Raw GM.
That would be nice. Because then that means we could sit ringside every time on every show.
Word.
I will. They'd be like, Sean, what happened to your job? I quit. I followed WWE. I'm a roadie. Also, check this out. So, SummerSlam. These are the rumored matches to have. Besides AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the title. Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey.
Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey.
Is a rumored match to have for the women's title.
Okay.
John Cena versus Undertaker for a rematch.
Okay.
Okay.
From WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan versus either Kane or The Miz. They don't know where they want to go yet.
Wait, who? Daniel Bryan and who?
Versus Kane or The Miz. They don't know which way they want to go yet.
I say Kane first.
No, let's go The Miz, bro.
No, because you have to have Kane turn on him first.
And then
he has to be, oh, The Miz was like, oh, yeah, I was right. He turned on you. And then that'll finally give you Miz and Bryan.
Sasha Banks versus Bayley.
I'm done with that.
First
of unless we're turning Sasha full heel. Ladies and
thank you very much for tuning in to the Over the Top Rope podcast.
I don't want Sasha Banks no more. You know why? Because I like the way Bayley is as an asshole now. Because I'm so used to seeing her happy. Not seeing her smile is good.
Whatever it is, turn one of them full out heel. Just get it over with. Stop with the.
Hey man, this
we're friends. We're friends. No, we're fighting. We're friends.
What about the tubes? Do they come out with fat with mad faces?
That would be great. they don't even wow. They just go straight up like this with mad faces.
No. Because when they pop up, you know how they have the arms. Just have the arms crossed.
Yeah,
take them crossed. You're like, what hood did she buy these from?
That's Messiah's. That's Messiah's gimmick right there, yo.
No, Messiah gimmick. They're gonna fly up and they're gonna be kneeling down like they're in prison. Like yeah. I'm like, they didn't even go high. What's wrong with them?
Each one's going to hold this LP album, EP, mixtape.
They're going to hold a banner. When they go up, they're going to hold a banner like this over their head. Also, another match, this rumor for SummerSlam, is Brock Lesnar versus either Roman Reigns or Bobby Lashley.
Who's that?
Hey!
Who? Blogging Nicholas Gaming Channel Stunts. Thank you very much for hitting the subscribe button for the Over the Top Road podcast.
I think that's a fad. I think people just want to just make long names. I'm going to go home and change my YouTube name to the longest sentence I could think of and then make somebody read it.
Hey, Fee.
Hey, Fee, what's going on? Pretty girl Fee in the building.
Fee.
Bro, man, the Jordan says, Darf, I got questions. You got questions for us?
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Hey. So, yeah, definitely stay in tune for these questions.
So, check this out. 2K19 will not be released on Switch.
They're not making it. I'm happy. Good.
It would be on Xbox One, PS4, and PC October 9th. But 2K said they're not putting it on Switch. It said focus on the best possible experience for 2K fans ever.
Well, they said that for 2018. They said they're going to do more updates. They did like 7 patches and stopped by January.
You know why? Because the PC already took over and had it.
You know what? We should have another match like Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt in Sister Abigail's house.
Oh God, no!
We should have that in the game.
That was the best match in the world.
They should have that in the game. Like you should be able to play with like Randy Orton, like an old school story mode, and gotta have that fight. I would love that because I'd be like, I wonder what you can grab in this house. Let's grab the refrigerator. Boom! Oh, you can throw it on the ground.
The hell is Haku problem? Flacco says
Haku.
I don't know.
Oh, that's the end of G1 special. I was about to say, but you know, I would suspect everybody watched it now.
What is it?
The G1 special that happened.
Oh, okay.
The match between Cody and Kenny Omega.
Okay, yeah, I've seen
Kenny Omega won,
and then
Tama Tonga and them came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
a civil war within them. They said that they're the original OG Bullet Club. Mm-hmm. There's no leader. Everybody's equal.
Yeah. Dope.
And I was like, oh man, because they came out there and fucked them all up, and they was gonna have that. Cody. They're gonna have Cody help, and then Cody didn't help, and Cody got fucked up.
Anthony TL Ford, thank you very much for hitting the subscribe button, man. Appreciate it.
I like that name. The name is short, straight to the point. Also, so apparently, Taylor Hendricks from ROH, that was the girl that was with Jay Lethal, is saying that her push got stopped because she didn't want to sleep with Jay Lethal, so ROH stopped her push. So she's trying to say it's like sex allegations. So Jay Lethal has hit her up and was like, I can't work with companies that even do crap like that. That's why I work with Matt any places now. He was like, but if it's true, he said, but I'm saying it's not. He said, but we can get to the bottom of this immediately because Jay Lethal's not one of the people that like that kind of shit at all.
Yeah, no, he's not, bro. Jay Lethal's a very nice guy, bro. So, like I met him at Ace, bro, and I trained with him, man. He's freaking... It's cool as shit.
I'm going to put it down to earth like us. He need to be sitting right here, talk shit, and a Macho Man voice. I would touch his shoulder every day just to determine Macho Man.
Nah, I want him to do the Ric Flair, bro. So bad.
Yo, I'm telling you, you look at him now.
I wanted to go up to him and tell him, like, bro, can you please do the Ric Flair? I was going to be like, no.
No. You don't ask him to. You just go, hey, good question. How you do Ric Flair voice so very well?
Yeah, right?
Just let him go into it himself and be like, oh, that's how you do it. Good. But he got a thing where people go like this and touch him. He goes to Macho Man every time.
Yeah?
You touch him, he goes to Macho Man. And I love it because I would see him like, hey, I just want to know if this really worked. Macho Man. Also, another news. James Storm said he is ready for WWE again.
Dopeness.
I don't know.
I do because he would just be in TNA. Like, you know, he went to TNA for that little bit of run just to get it out of there because they paid him enough, you know, to do it.
What do you mean NXT?
No, I'm talking about when he went to TNA.
Oh.
When he went to TNA, they paid him enough to just come back for that little run.
Yeah.
And then he left, but it makes sense. But also now the alternate pay-per-views show scheduling canceled bullshit. So now Extreme Rules, July 15th, August 19th, SummerSlam, September 16th, Hell in a Cell, October 6th would be the WWE Super Showdown. That's that big shit they're going to have across seas. Yeah, that's
the big thing. Australia.
November will be Survivor Series on 18th, and December 16th will be TLC.
Oh, You know what they should do this time? Give Braun another tag team title match. This time, his partner's a kangaroo.
First of all, one, why would it be a kangaroo? It could be the Crocodile Hunter's youngest son.
Crazy.
Also, check this out. So, WWE, according to No Hold Barred Wrestling Show, is considering running this two-event-a-year thing, like they did a Great Way Rumble, with WrestleMania. Doing another alternate version of WrestleMania outside the states for the state for people across the east to get it. And I'm trying to figure out why, but then I also thought about it. They could finally go to that big-ass arena in London that holds over 200,000 people in the stands. Like, I don't know if they can even sell that shit out, but I feel like Vince would try that place first. But he really wanted to do another kind of two kind of WrestleManias, one for here and then one for across seas, and he wanted to start that like in 2020.
Do you think Drew turned on Ziggler, John L. Jackson?
Eventually
it's going to happen. Coming in 2019, WWE present the greatest WrestleMania from Saudi Arabia, Gross 512 says.
Yeah. Oh, check this out. Darn, remember what you did was a couple people was in a doghouse with WWE?
Yeah.
So it's 10 people, and you count 11 and count, including the tag team, and I don't know why.
Okay.
But Nia Jax is number 10. Ty Dillinger's number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Roode's number 8.
And notice they purposely didn't put Ty Dillinger at 10.
I know. Oh, they said Woken Matt Hardy, but it's also him and Bray Wyatt.
Really?
Yeah, both on the dog list. The Revival is still on the dog list.
Yeah.
Tyler Bate is on the dog list, and I don't know why. Alicia Fox is still on dog
the
list.
The beautiful Alicia Fox.
Yeah, she came back that one night on Raw, and they gave her a hug, hi, and she walked off into the sunset.
She's Kevin still the Owens beautiful is, Alicia Fox.
Kevin Owens is number 3.
He's always on the list.
Daniel Bryan's number 2.
What did he do now?
He back to Daniel Bryan speaking his voice. Number 1 is Finn Balor. They're all in the doghouse for their own personal reasons.
Finn Balor. What was Drew McIntyre's?
Live from New York.
No, boy, listen. I think I went and watched that video the other day too.
Oh yeah?
I had to.
Because we kept saying it too much.
Bro, we said it for like what? Like how many months straight?
Probably a good year.
Probably so. Also, Sting's son.
Looks just like him.
That too, but he might be a wrestler, but he's 6'3", 245 pounds, and he's trying out for the Kansas City Chiefs. But look at this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he looks
man,
like his
cool.
dad.
Yeah.
People were like, yo, why is he not trying to get in wrestling? They was like, nobody knows. They say they think he don't want to try that yet. If not, like if he still got a chance to do other things.
Yeah.
Football pays better.
I was like, I know what pays better. Your dad last name.
Shorter schedule too.
What for
football?
Yeah, but it take a bigger toll on your body.
Alicia Fox came
I'd say
back
about the same,
and
but
Norm no, wait, Dar no. came no, back no, the you, next day. Isn't that weird?
Hmm?
Manny Jordan says Alicia Fox came back, then Norm Dar came back the next day. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he was out there, you know. You cane it up.
Mm-hmm. Rumor alert. Gross 512. Main roster stars moving back to NXT.
Yeah, they said it's a rumor, but I still don't understand. I still don't know who yet or why. But I think all of them should.
Yeah, we was talking about that Flacco. Rock's daughter trying
also,
to be a wrestler.
Stacey Keebler had her other baby.
Oh, hey, big shout out to Stacey Keebler.
It's weird that almost all these divas at 11 almost got like 2 kids apiece except for Kelly. She still ain't got one. I can help her fix that problem. She hit me up.
Kelly.
Also, this is a weird piece of bit of news, but has anybody realized that in single matches, Curtis Axel has beaten 7 of WWE's best stars?
Oh, I posted that meme the other day.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward because I just had to realize he has beaten these people in a clean 1-2-3.
Yeah.
And it's getting awkward now because I didn't notice. I didn't know he beat Cena, Triple H, Jericho, CM Punk, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and now Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
He's beaten every last one of them.
Yeah.
And he still ain't worth the paper he printed on.
Nope.
Nope.
Why are we not wrestlers? I wouldn't be working on paper print on it.
You do realize when he beat Triple H, that was the day he debuted as Curtis Axel with Paul Heyman. on Raw. That was like Triple H's first match on Raw in like 4 years since becoming part time.
Why are we not getting this opportunity? I need something.
So why are we not getting this opportunity?
Why are we not getting this opportunity?
The opportunity to be knocking, bro. Action Bronson be on that that F that's the delicious, bro.
That's a whole different ball game with that man. That man's in a whole other league of just doing stuff, bro. Like, you can't even compare to Action Bronson and his stuff.
I give him the respect, though, man. I give him the respect for that.
I do, too, but he's still crazy as shit. I would never want to fight
him. And it's his album artist. The one who created his album art. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's cool, bro. He's got a lot of dope stuff in there.
I think he just scared of Action Bronson. I think I'm like, I need that done by tomorrow. He'd be like, but I got a family thing tomorrow. He'd be like, I need it done by tomorrow. He'd be like, baby, we can't do it.
Y'all I got TVs in my van, bro. Don't make me throw them at you.
Don't mind me of that shit. That nigga's scary. That's it for the news.
That's it for the news?
Yeah.
All right. Messiah, man, what's up, man? We got some questions, bro?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Let's get into the questions, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Are you ready? Who's going to win the SmackDown Tag Team Champions? I got Team No. Says Jenna O. Jackson.
No, there's like three easy ones. There's two really hard ones.
Oh, yeah?
That sound like... Only one easy one. Everything else is gonna be hard. I got you.
And what is the topic again of your segment here?
Oh, I actually went back old video. It's called Darth's Degrees of Disillusion.
Okay, there you go.
I don't understand how y'all both forgot that. You was like, yeah. What is it called again? I looked at the movie. I'm like, wait. I went back.
I watched an old video.
I used to always say Darth's Delusion of, and I remember X-Man Dan would be the one who corrected me. Like Darth's Degrees of Delusional.
And this week's topic is awkward.
Uh-oh, awkward.
Awkward.
That sounds like all WWE.
This superstar once used the phrase Kung Pao Bitch in a promo.
I know who that is.
You know who that is? No, don't say nothing.
That's why I didn't say
it. Chat gimmick. Let me know what you think is the answer.
This superstar once used the phrase Kung Pao Bitch in a promo.
Amanda Jordan says Brock.
Negative.
No. The Rock.
Yes.
Says Flacco.
Yes.
Big shout out to Flacco.
I think that's the one thing I remember him saying that threw me off. All
right. Question number two.
I remember when he used
Kung
that.
Kung Pao Bitch.
Yeah, when he was like, oh, you're the Kung Pao. Yeah, I remember. Go ahead.
This one's hard. Okay. This early 90s superstar recently admitted on Facebook he had lustful thoughts for the young woman who he thought was his daughter after finding out it wasn't his daughter through a blood test.
Molly Holly.
I know.
Do you?
Say it again.
This early 90s superstar mm-hmm. recently admitted on Facebook he had lustful thoughts for the young woman who he thought was his daughter after finding out she wasn't his daughter through a blood test.
I
don't think nobody really gonna get
that. Flacco says Marty.
He's got it.
Marty Jannetty.
Damn, Flacco, bro, on fire, man.
I found that out when Marty did that little fucking sit down. He talked about it.
Yeah, and exactly.
The guy looked at him like,
what? That's not something you say out loud.
What'd you call it? Oh, what you talking about? What'd you call it? Did it? Fuck that actor name again.
Who?
I can't remember his name. It's a white looking actor. He did the same thing. He adopted a whole girl as a child and made a daughter. She grew up.
Oh,
and
that's adopted.
No, but still, like that was his child. He raised her to be the shorty that he was going to be married to. That's just awkward.
Oh yeah, that is weird. Yeah. Okay, this superstar is responsible for one of the worst botched promos in the 90s, being unable to count to 100.
Eugene. I just think Eugene.
That, you know what? I would think Eugene too.
Well, Eugene didn't come around until like 2003.
Chavo Guerrero. Ultimo Dragon. Flacco says Sid.
Nah, close on the Sid.
Paris
close.
Hatter.
Amanda Jordan says Austin.
Nope. Paris Hatter.
No.
Because I feel like he can't count past 10.
He can't, bro. This person was able to count past 10. They just couldn't get to 100.
But they count dollars in their paycheck.
Deontay Pace says Sid.
No.
Pac-Man Jones.
No.
I know he can't count either.
There we go. He's got it.
Flacco says Scott.
Yep, Scott Steiner. Remember that promo where he was adding up the odds that him and he could win the tag titles.
Oh my god, I forgot all about that crap. Oh, yo, he made my hair hurt. I had to think about the math that night. So I was like, wait a minute, that shit ain't add up. That ain't right. Hey man, that's what happens when you're jacked up on tennis balls in your arm with inflated air. You just say whatever comes to mind.
He plays tennis.
That's a product of steroids and cocaine.
You got to play tennis, bro. To gain muscles.
I guess you do. You got to have a backstroke that I ain't got.
No, just what you do is you buy a Nintendo Wii, Wii Sports, and play tennis. Jeff Hardy should have made it an Extreme Rules match.
Hell no. Jackson His body said. Already hurt. You going to try to hurt me more?
Yeah, let's leave Jeff Hardy where
okay,
he's at.
Nobody's going to get this next one.
Okay.
This superstar admitted in a shoot promo he could suck his own penis. And that was only illegal if you did it on a children's playground.
Steve Blackman. Yeah, Steve Blackman.
Hold up. Let me think. Because I think I remember hearing somebody talk about this.
Well, everybody.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Funaki.
It was like good.
I'm waiting for you to say it.
We'll come back to that one because it's so left field. I'll give you the last question. While
Raven says Deontay Pace.
He looked like he actually could do it too.
Macho Man Brothers says Flacco.
We'll come back to that word.
New Jack.
He said it.
Oh.
Flacco said it. Macho Man Brother.
Damn.
Yeah. Yo, Flacco's on point, bro.
Macho Man Brother said he can suck his own dick. He said it's only illegal if you do it in front of a child in certain states. I'm like, first of all, I don't understand how you even learn how to do that talent.
His ring name was Lanny Poffo.
Yeah.
Lanny Poffo?
Lanny Poffo.
His ring entrance stuff is what you would consider Damian Sandow with the towel. It was the same exact thing.
Wow.
It was like he was the ultimate scholar, and he came out with a cap and gown, and he would just talk random, this smart facts, the same thing Damian Sandow did.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was awkward. That was disturbing.
Have you not realized any wrestler from the 90s back then, when they talk now, you'd be like, yo, I don't understand how you made it around kids and had fans. Like, it's weird.
All right, here's the last one. It's pretty easy. During this superstar's last run in WWE, he became a meme for wearing blue attire.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Big Boss Man. Striker from Mortal Kombat.
Is that still Big Boss Man?
That's still Big Boss Man.
Now you said Big Boss
Man. Wait, say it again, say it again. Basket.
During this superstar's last run in WWE, he became a meme for wearing blue attire during a match.
You said Big Boss Man, and I thought about Batista? That casket.
There we go.
Blue Tista.
Oh, so Israel said it. Flacco said it.
He said Big Boss Man. All I could think of is Big Show holding onto a casket driving down. What'd you call it?
Oh, yeah. Remember that segment, bro.
That's weird. Big Show dad had just died like the week before.
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, yo, that's fucked up.
No.
No. That was the biggest backflip ever on the ground.
I remember that.
Good times, bad days.
Man, the Attitude Era had a lot of stories for us, man. Definitely did.
Yo, that reminds me. Yo, you know you can go up there and rewatch episodes of that on the W Network?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know how far you can go back.
I
was back
way
when Terry
back,
Funk
bro.
Was playing Cactus Jack. I was like, Jesus Christ. Oh, I didn't know you could
Flacco,
do that.
Raw?
Flacco says he's
Raw
5 for 5.
Yeah, Raw was only back in the early 90s.
That's weird. I didn't think it did.
Flacco says he's 5 for 5. What does he win? So we're going
to
get.
You win to bring your ass on the show.
Yeah. No, we got to get. We got to get you a magic carpet, bro. No, what we got to do is we're going to buy you a wrestler, referee t-shirt, and we're going to sign it. All of us.
I'm going to literally put this Flacco on the back of it like a football jersey.
And I need you to wear it at the shows too, bro. And then we'll put OTR in one of these stripes.
They're going to be like, what's all these signatures you got on your shirt?
No,
shut
no,
up!
No. We're going to get him a B-team style t-shirt. We're just going to get a white tee. We're going to draw some black lines on it. Then we're going to sign
it. Like a Mick Foley? Like Mick Foley referee wearing the bun down? Yeah, we could do that. Get him a football jersey. Make it unique.
Yeah!
Football jersey and it's spray paint black lines on that shit. There you go.
We can draw on it. We can have like Crayolas sitting everywhere.
Have a Crayola drawing of him.
Hold on.
I'm technically right about the Blue Blazer. Says
hold on.
512.
Nobody knew what a meme was when Blue Blazer was alive.
First of all, Blue Blazer didn't know what a meme was when he was alive. So that's just even more fucked up.
So Gruss 512 says, I'm technically right about the Blue Blazer.
Technically
Gruss
on
right,
a technicality.
Real. Immortal Technique. Flacco says, dude, yes.
Don't sweat the
we gotta
technique,
get one.
What?
You said what?
We got to get one.
I said, don't sweat the technique.
Oh, that's my song, bro. I like to listen to that while I play Dave Mirror. Freestyle BMX. Dan, that's an old game, bro. That's a very, very old game.
Now I want to play that too.
Yeah, yo, bro.
I'm gonna go home and season. I'm gonna go home and season PlayStation now.
I got a very big story about that game, bro. I back in the day used to be a bad person. I used to cut school, and I went to my friend Adrian's house.
That's not being a bad person. That's being normal.
I went to my boy Adrian's house, and my boy Adrian, he had surround sound speakers in his house, and he was watching a movie downstairs with his girlfriend. I was upstairs playing Dave Mirror. I was playing the GameCube Dave Mirror.
Oh, damn.
Right? And we're playing. I was just chilling playing Dave Mirror, and all I see is people running up the stairs, and they're hiding in the closet or hiding under the bed, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, what are you guys playing, hide and seek? And the only song that's playing in my head is Bugging Out, Bugging Out. Bugging Out from A Tribe Called Quest. So
this just sounds like it's getting worse and worse. Yeah,
so apparently, of course, I walk down the stairs. No, I don't walk down the stairs. My friend comes up. He's like, yo, my mom's here. She saw somebody come up here, bro. You gotta just turn yourself in. Because my girlfriend, I don't want to get caught. I was like, all right, cool. So I went downstairs. She seen me. And then his mom was like, I'm going to call your mom right now. Me, I'm like, my mom ain't home. Out of nowhere, my mom picks up the house phone. I get in trouble, and I'm chilling in the bushes by my house. Because I know if I get home, I'm going to be in trouble.
This is getting worse and worse.
So I stayed in the bushes for like 3 or 4 hours straight. Every time the superstar came to the ring, you thought the crowd was going to shoot him. Because in Ruthless Aggression era, he was the most hated superstar ever at this time. Who was it? Says Deontay Pace.
Going to get shot.
Roman Reigns.
He would get shot. He
Ruthless aggression.
Is it that Indian dude that
Russ says Muhammad Hassan?
This thing, yeah.
Russ says Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah, because he had that threat on him.
Yeah,
they had to kill his character. ASAP.
Yeah.
You know he still wrestled. He wrestled still.
I was thinking more Sandman for that, but
hell no, bro.
Is that right, Deontay Pace?
Sandman.
Muhammad Hassan.
It's a live action version of Bender from Futurama.
Who? Yeah.
Sandman.
He's Bender?
Yeah, because you got to think about it. Remember when Bender was human?
Yeah.
Bender looked like Sandman. And all he did was drink and have violence. That's all Sandman is. Sandman's really Bender. I think if we cut his skin, we'll find Metallic behind it.
He says close. It's not Muhammad Hassan.
No, it's not?
No.
Who the hell would it be? In the Ruthless Aggression era? I don't remember many people that was hated then.
Jim Carrey was in the movie The Mask. So he says close. So what do you guys think?
Daivari's older brother?
You know who used to be hated a lot?
Besides me.
And like, he never used to like really, really show it like that. The Iron Sheik.
Oh, yeah, he did. He say a lot.
He was hated so much, bro. And he ain't even say a word.
He would curse you out in person. He still do now. You go visit him and talk to him, he'll curse you out in person.
Sabu? Is he talking Sabu?
Nah, Sabu wasn't that hated like that.
No, once he came to WWE.
I still ain't hate Sabu. I just hated what they did to him. Had him in them bullshit ass matches, his Big Show getting beat up.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was bad times for him.
I don't know. Deontay, you got to tell me the answer here because apparently we're still waiting on the answer here.
We got
a couple answers, but we don't even know for sure if it's the right one.
The Ruthless Aggression there. I don't remember half the people there that was getting booed downtown at 10. I just remember people
fighting. Edge, when he turned his back on the crowd.
Really?
But he always turns back on the crowd.
But I don't think it was that ruthless, though.
It all depends where he was at. If he did in his hometown, then yeah, they probably would have wanted to kill him.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused. I gotta watch that over.
Yeah, I'm about to go home and get my WWE Network after I get off Destiny for a while.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, like we said, you definitely could check us out on all the audio platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, Anchor. You could definitely check us out on there. All the episodes will be uploaded up there for you guys to actually be able to hear. And on top of that, of course, you guys could check us out on the YouTube. Hit the subscribe button on the YouTube. Big shout outs to Bravery Studios, of course. If you guys want to check out all Bravery Studios content, you can check it out on the Bravery Studios YouTube channel. Just type in Bravery Studios in the YouTube channel. You'll see us up there. There's a lot of content on there as well. You can see things such as the Dark and Out, the Over the Top Road podcast. You can see a lot of other content up there as well from all the Bravest podcasts. You can definitely check it out as well. On top of that, be sure to check out Alex the Heel on Sundays for TRST. Definitely check them out at 11 a.m. You definitely check them out on YouTube. Type in TRST on YouTube. Check them out. On top of that, you can check out all the Bravest at on Saturdays, all the bravest, where we bring in the bravest of all bravest to come in and we interview them and to let us know their story on why they call themselves the bravest and what they actually have in mind. During the WWF era, this diva always was an eye candy for sex.
Sable.
Well, yeah, Sable was always Sable.
Wait, what era?
The WWF era. This diva always wasn't eye
candy.
Well,
that's damn near every female that was on the roster at that point.
Technically, it was between Sable and the Cat. The Cat would get naked and drop a dime anywhere. She didn't give her ass.
And
so we don't know what year though.
What's that Nutrag's name?
Nutrag? At almost every other chick in the back?
No. The one most famous for it.
Who did she fight?
Nobody. She was
indeed Sable, says Deontay Pace. Hmm?
Why am I blanking on this girl's name?
She was who, man?
Sunny. The most famous of all the Nutrags.
First of all, she was sexy. It's just when she got out of WWE, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I have one more vote. Is Brock coming to SummerSlam for Brock vacate the title? Or so. Brock vacate the title, says Flacco. He's going to vacate. He's already gone. He's already done for.
Oh, I got the answer. They said Sonny.
The whole thing is with Brock and that belt is the only reason why Braun Strowman is Money in the Bank champion is to be what if Roman wins and the crowd doesn't react? Vince McMahon has him as a trump card to cash in on him immediately so they can get a better ending for that match. So that's the only reason
why that's going to happen.
And I'm okay with this. I don't want Braun to get in the beginning of that match. I don't want Braun to jump in the middle like Seth. I want Braun and Lily come in after Roman won and screw him over to get it.
And be the monster
versatile champion. Probably going to happen like that.
To be the monster versatile champion.
I like how monster going from everything and it just sounds right for him.
Monster versatile champion.
Sounds monster right. Puff cereal.
If he had his own cereal, I would eat it. I don't I feel like it would taste like cigarettes, cigars, and gunshots.
That's crazy.
It feels like it tastes like NRA.
Monster cream ice cream bars?
I will be in the bathroom dying a couple of lactose intolerant, but I'll eat like two. Probably three the most. Well, now, y'all shut up, I'm talking about food. Damn it.
Lunchables, man. Don't forget to get the coffee kick with the coffee, man. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you can always catch Over the Top Rope Podcast on YouTube at 8 p.m. live on YouTube. So check us out. Hit the subscribe button. If you haven't already, hit the notification bell as well. Definitely will alert you when we are live.
Oh, you know what we got to go over? You're the voting for your attire from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then. And we should be good for the show.
Those who voted, there were 32 votes for Bully Ray. And there were... For Raven, 23 votes.
Oh, so people are looking more.
The crowd has voted for Bully Ray to be the inspiration for your next attire.
It was funny because I was actually working on an attire on 2K19.
Yo, do you look at the polls and put the toast shoe and Pop-Tart?
Oh, wait. Oh, hold up.
I just went and wrote it, and let me tell you right now. Your toast shoe gets ass.
Right now, it's 6-4.
Pop-Tart's 6-4?
Pop-Tart's beating toast shoe.
Really? Well, let me see who voted. Six to four?
Yeah.
We got to get more people to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out on OTR Podcast _ on Instagram. If you guys want to vote, you definitely check out all the polls up there. And on top of that, a lot of memes and a lot of posts we put up on the OTR Podcast _. So check us out there. Pop-Tart, baby, says Flacco.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about tonight? The Madison Square Garden show.
Wait, on the Undertaker?
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to talk about. But.
It was all right.
Wait, what was that? The news about Braun Strowman? I heard that was his. I heard that he was emotional about that Madison Square Garden.
Oh yeah, she says something about 5 years of wrestling. I think he wanted to like at least be in a ring with Undertaker at Madison Square Garden, and he finally got to get it.
The first time ever.
Because he shook his hand and he said, "I'm out."
I did what I gotta do. Shit, right now you can fire me. I don't give a fuck.
That was cool.
I got my wish.
That was good.
I did everybody wish to do something at Madison Square Garden. You don't even have to live in New York area to just want to do something at Madison Square Garden.
Yep. I want
to
fight Spike Dudley, bro, the best wrestler in the world.
You got to fight Spike Dudley in his prime. Spike Dudley now is a teacher. He ain't fighting you.
He's a teacher for real?
Yeah, he was a teacher before.
Oh, Jesus.
He was a teacher before. He went back to teaching now.
Dudley dog on the students? That's crazy.
Him and Molly Holly, the only two I know that were both teachers. Molly Holly stopped teaching.
They look like movie actors, bro.
Oh, what was I watching? I think...
Ready to Rumble?
No. I think it was Table for Three. I think Molly Holly was on one of the new episodes. And she was like, oh, I still have a flip phone. I don't have any social media whatsoever.
Yeah. She's like stuck in the past. She don't like any of the new stuff.
You know what's cool, bro, that I just watched not that long ago? Is the WWE camp.
Oh, yeah, the new season? Yeah.
I didn't watch the new season yet. Oh, but I watched it, bro, and I love it, man.
Told you, bro.
I love it.
You had to go to the network and start this click and play on random shit and see where shit leads you.
Oh, Spike, get that out of here. I'd rather fight Jimmy Wang Yang.
First of all, motherfucker drive a party redneck bus. I'm so serious. He has like a small dollar bus that he turned into a party bus for rednecks. Because he is literally a real redneck. He lives in the area with them. And he literally drives around back and forth, taking them to places and letting them get drunk and taking them back home.
The last real bully Duke, says Flacco. On Quest 5 tosses the Bronx bully that has Duke. Finish your name, ask your mom about me.
Oh!
I like that.
That's a dope finishing name, bro.
What are you doing? Ask your mom about me.
That's dope. It's a dope finisher move, bro.
He calls this the ask your mom about me. That would be like a mandible claw.
Right?
I just put him to sleep.
Like, what are you doing? Ask your mom about me.
That's dope. That's a Flacco. That's dope, bro.
I'm just trying to think how a commentary would say it. They would have to say it in a sentence, and you would never realize that's the name of the move. They'd be like, oh, my God. He said you better ask your mama about him. We're like, wait, what? I don't get what he's saying.
That's a dope finisher, bro.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, Over the Top Rope Podcast. I just want to say thank you very much for everybody who's been joining us on the Over the Top Rope Podcast. Thank you very much for everybody who's been bearing with us. Of course, we weren't live for 2 weeks, but, you know, we are back in action, ready to give you shows. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, of course, like I said, check us out on Spotify and all the audio platforms such as iTunes, Anchor, Pocket Cast, and much more. But make sure you check us out on Spotify, man. Spotify is more of a legit place. On top of that, with iTunes, if anybody has iTunes on their iPhones, Duke Bully Ray is the way to go. The chat gimmick has spoken. Definitely Gross 512. That's why I was working on an attire for Bully Ray on 2K18. My character looks like a damn Streets of Rage character. But I was only working on the attire. I wasn't working on the actual character. Welcome back again. The last only real bully Duke. We still have to work on that, Flacco. We have to see what's up. But Spike would be a good tag partner if I had to kick somebody, little bro, behind. Yeah, definitely. Spike is definitely a good partner. It definitely would be a good partner.
Imagine Spike, Goldberg, and James Ellsworth on Triple Threat.
That'd be a dope match.
Spike Dudley. Spike Dudley can get thrown out the ring, his head hit the edge of the table, and he can still get up and go home to his family. I'm going with Spike.
Spike Dudley. Definitely go with Spike.
Oh! What's we didn't up? Talk about AC Baby being on ESPN.
First of all,
with beyond, that bump, what?
Beyond ESPN, Fox News, Jamie Foxx reposted it. Ace Baby, yo, his booking.
Oh, you're talking about the when he pushed the guy out the ring?
Yeah. Yo, his booking, he said right now, is crazy.
Through the roof.
Like, what? People are calling him all over the state to have him in matches.
Wow.
It's gotten crazy.
Yeah.
Big shout outs to AC Baby.
Now,
bro.
Braun needs to pull that off.
First of all, one, I'm scared if Braun can, because Braun might put some cruiserweight like into like the front row of Raw.
Into and another dimension.
And that's like a 10-foot gap of space. You know how hard he had to push? Somebody's going to end up like in some kid's lap.
Now, what else this Sunday he does that to Kevin Owens and pushes him through the cage?
First of all, one, I would enjoy the fuck out of that, because what hasn't Braun Strowman hasn't done yet besides flip WWE over it by itself?
Well, we got to see him flip the cage or something. I want to see something different.
I want him to get outside the ring and then just, like, kick Kevin Owens and get out of it, and he start lifting that and tilt it. If he could just tilt the ring with the cage on it, I'm impressed. I don't give a fuck what he do at this point. He can go around and, like, kick a baby. I'm like, he's still my favorite wrestler at this point. I don't care. But he got to do something incredible. Ever since that truck, you know, all I can think of now is a boat or a plane.
Oh, he's talking about the famous, sir. Flacco says, finisher name, ask your mom about me, will be that Billy Gunn finisher. I can't spell it right now, but just like the famouser.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Either that, or you could do like William Regal's strong punch with the brass knuckles.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dope,
too. Ask your mom about being hit him with a right hook and dropped him.
But everybody's always gave me the idea of putting Tim's in my hands and actually knocking somebody out with it.
That's a big-ass Tim. You got to get, like, a girl's Tim. Like they not heavy. You know, like, hitting them with somebody with a feather.
Or get the chancletas, man. And start whipping people with the chancletas.
A double-sole Tim chancleta.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous. You might kill somebody.
He hit him with the chancleta.
You pull out your back pocket. You had it the whole time, but you know.
Like fathers from back in the day. Puerto Rican Stop fathers playing. From back in the day.
Like, yo, where did he flip that out at?
That reminded me how, like, my father used to have this broken sandal. And he used to come inside and try to hit us with the sandal. But we'll all laugh. So we're all laughing because the sandal is broken. But as soon as we pull that belt out, bro, everybody's knocked out of sleep.
I'm telling you right now, he pulled that sandal out, I'd have went to bed immediately. Yeah, I'm going to get beat up. I'm not getting hurt today. I'm not.
That's funny, bro.
See, y'all talk about food. Now I'm hungry. I hate y'all.
Well, I can't do Wingstop anymore, man. I retired.
We told you that before.
Yeah. Apparently, that's it. It's done for me, man. Or even any junk food whatsoever, bro. I'm just sticking to my diet.
So you know what that means now? That means, like, in, like, 2 months, I should be seeing you look like Killmonger in this bitch. You should be jacked for no apparent reason.
I'm going to be jacked, bro.
Think like, do he even wrestle no more? He's a bouncer. For who? I have no idea.
But, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I just want to say thank you very much for everybody who was joining in the Over the Top Rope podcast. Of course, my name is D.A. Duke, and I'm alongside my host here on the side.
Darth Messiah.
And right to the right of me is
Alex D. Motherfucking Hill.
So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button, hit the notification button, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday for the Over the Top Rope podcast. Thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the biggest heel with all help.